Blog Talk Radio.
Another one, y'all. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We're about to put it to you on the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, where news is the facts. North, east, west, and south of the brain is your news, and we're about to give it to you on all four corners. Let's get started. Oh, my goodness. Special shout out to everybody we had, because, I mean, just amazing about the good vibes going through this era, and it's a lot of good and bad, but you know, got to take that good and feel good with it. And thanks goodness for everybody. Oh man, we had some great information for everybody coming this week based off what you gave us, the facts. And let me tell you, oh my goodness, as soon as we did the show last week on the clone, Now it's coming all over the place. They got special clone kids for the celebrities. I mean, just outrageous stuff going on in the land of Hollywood, Wood. And y'all knew this. There's nothing new under the sun. So we knew, I'm just going to get a little sip of this water here. We knew a lot of things were going to take place, and it's doing it. We told you this, that calendar. Y'all remember all them programs, like y'all said, April Fools, you're on this shows on what the calendar and all this good shit. And guess what? We ain't the only ones following it. There's other people who are well aware of this. Everything we all talk about is starting to seep out in the news, mainstream psychotic news, not the factual news, the psychotic one. Now, they'll put it out there. Now, today we're going to get into a little bit of everything. I mean, there's so much to talk about. I could just a litany, but we won't be talking about the one thing that they want you to all talk about, and that it would be the Hollywood slap. Fuck that shit. All that is bullshit. Big story is, oh, my goodness, they talking about the border war is on. Abbott, Texas, the Lone Star State. Remember we told you the Lone Star State was going to be the one of them states? Sure is. Unprecedented action being taken on securing its borders. Special shout out to all Antoinette, much love to you. Brother Eddie, wonderful show. Y'all better jump on that podcast. That's what I say. All the podcasts out there, we don't have a great one. Jordan Maxwell died. Just go on there and listen to the last few times he's been on any show similar to ours. And just check out the information he kicked it. Same thing when we had a few others who have passed. I mean, just amazing amount of people we got to give homage to. But we got to live in amongst us today. Hopefully we got Brother Ray. We're going to have a heated conversation, me and Brother Ray, because I'm telling people the living icons got to step up and say something about what's going on. I mean, we just had Supreme Court justice. You see how happy black folks is about the Supreme Court justice? Luckily, I got all the court cases, which I'm going to give y'all the cases, not just talk about. I got the court cases number, docket numbers. Y'all need to go look at some of these docket numbers then. Particularly Wesley Haskins. That's court number 13 CR 244. Just look up that, man. I mean, right there should be some kind of like, huh, okay, I can see one. But I got like a list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Magic number. And you see all these magic numbers popping up, everything going on. The 13 people had got killed. And all, I mean, just, and then Dwayne Haskins getting hit here in the MIA. Crossing. Now, anybody who ever drove in Florida, it's a bloodbath. No respect for anybody on the road. I see accidents every day. Anybody who talks to me on the phone, no, I ain't making this up. I'll be going off. It's like, here we go again. I mean, you'd be like, how the hell she flipped over? It ain't no room. I tell you, it's crazy stuff. So I don't know what possessed him to go 24th day before his 24th birthday coming up. I mean, just crazy numbers in gematria. I mean, unbelievable. I just listened to that program this morning. I said, wow. I mean, I don't even know what to say on some of this stuff. I just have to get with the dry bones. And get with that one. We got to cut that one. But I'm going to go over this a little bit thoroughly when we get to the heart of this program. Reprogram. Because I can't even imagine somebody thinking that should be let off the hook. All because she black. And she a woman. Now, this ain't the first time a black woman been up to the court either. So I don't think y'all got the whole history down pat. Because this happened already. I think Bush. George W., you know which one, the freaky one, he had a black woman nominated. And the same bullshit they pulled on this black one, the same thing they pulled on the first black one. And Biden was behind all of it during that time. So it just, they just picking who they want to go with. So they got what they want in there. And, hey, I wish her well. I'm gonna have a program on that one. I want all the so-called civil rights people to come on. Reverend Pickney, where you at? You one of the few. Please give me a call. I do not have your number. I know your show will be coming over here. We need to get together again because, man, what's going on in these areas is unbelievable. You should have seen black folks' reaction. It was like the second coming came because she is now the Supreme Court Justice. I'm thinking myself, okay, cool. I mean, let's see what she's going to do. They got Clarence Thomas and Ketanji Brown. Now, We'll get into that too, because that's gonna go along with this hermaphrodite thing we've been telling you about. Because if this the case, she's on the John Lewis bill. That's what they pushing all this agenda through. Let's just be honest with everybody. The agenda, like Dr. Randy said, I mean, Dr. Randy, vindication, baby. Love you. Vindication like a month. You told him John Lewis bill was not made for us. It was made for an agenda. So that got to be talked about. I hope y'all ready for that one. If I can get Dr. Randy and all of them on the day, boy, that'd be a hot show, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, that's vindication. That's just true vindication. He said that bill was going to be against us. Now, they pumped this sister up through James Clyburn, another civil rights icon that everybody love in their area. Now, granted, look like he cool dude to me. I would love to sit down and kick it with him, but I'm trying to figure out what is his mindset on a policy that he's thinking that's going to benefit us if the borders, I just told you what Abbott doing. Get ready for that one. Get ready for that one. How that sound? Y'all okay with going to war? Let's get this whole show. We're going to get started. By the time I finish this narrative, we're going to be getting ready to get even hot. Now, I'm telling you, that is crazy. But the big story ain't even that. The big story is total lockdown in Shanghai. Total lockdown. And I don't see the WNBA trying to get the sister out of Russia for a little bit of marijuana. I mean, this is outrageous. But this is what the mindset of the American people is. And those of you in the spiritual world, y'all say the spiritual, this is spiritual to the max. I mean, do you read the book of Ezekiel at all? This all dealing with Tubal. Tubal, if I could go further, why should I? Tubal, Gog, Magog, Tanish, all these Turkish names, if you just do a little bit of etymology, take you right back to the Khazarian Empire, just like we told you, just like they told us. So we told you because we found out to be it's a fact. Now, while all this going on, y'all worry about some bitch slapping shit. See, notice bitch slapping shit, slapstick comedy. They were voting big time out there. We're gonna get into that. Also, no news coverage. You know, very little bit. I mean, unbelievable lockdown. This is the same financiers that's financing America, the same financiers that are taking over China. But y'all worried about always one man. I just don't understand that. We're going to get to that heart today, too. Is that a brainwashing? Got to be. Then we're going to talk about the new space war they just had over Alaska. Nobody. I got the picture up. Go look it up. So I just put it on one thing. Y'all go look it up for yourself. It's on our tab. It's on the rotation of this program. Did you see look at the weaponry of that when you get a chance, everybody? Well, it happened Thursday, according to what they say. They said, "What in the world was shot down over Lazy Mountains of Alaska last past Thursday?" Jim Stone, reporter, "There's your Space Force war. This is a shootdown of tech we would never allow to know. They are doing the tech war already. Star Wars has already begun." Y'all thought it was a joke. It ain't no joke. Star Wars is here, baby. They're about to unleash robots because guess what? Oh, you think it's over? You think it's a game? Like they say, right when you say, you think it's a game? Yeah, it's a game, all right. They playing it right on you. That's why today's program is called The Final Conflict for Your Mind. It don't even need nothing but the mind. They don't care nothing. Didn't Dr. Funk say, take my body and give it a mind? To funk with the rest, that's what they all did in real time. Now, let's get busy with this. Over Alaska, got the photos. Go check it out. The space war started, and they've been shooting down stuff for so long now. They even coming out in other news sources talking about the aliens and watching and shooting. I said, wow, this is becoming really unbelievable. So let's get even more into that as we go. But here's how that works. One of the biggest stories no one talking about because it ain't on your agenda. You worried about being bitch slapped. The Biden administration's open border policies have paved the way for a dangerous cartel of deadly drugs to pour into America. Man, that fentanyl, and you're going to say whatever you want. The white man children got it. The white man children have been taking drugs since we was in high school. When you ever wanted to get some big marijuana or big doobies or big Quaaludes, the white folks had it in high school. So what the hell y'all talking about? There ain't no new shit. But guess what you ain't paying attention to? What country use opiates to take it over? We're going to get into that one. Oh, my goodness. Wait till you find out. I mean, y'all just fall prey to the dumbness. Now, even more so, we got to hit on this. Shit, where's Serena and Venus at? You got to be careful of them now. 15 players got vaccinated here. No coverage whatsoever. They have to talk about it now because these players are talking about retiring. Just like the Democratic Party going to say they're going to retire. There's some strange shit about to take place. We're going to all put the connections here this morning. So roll your dice, baby. If you want to really play with the knowledge, we're going to do cash money if you want to get into the game. High noon, cash at me if you want to get it. See what your mindset can make you some money on the Helios Bigos Hour. As we get started, let me proceed. This is the craziest thing also. Now, while all this is going on with the players who had to be fully vaccinated, where's Venus and Serena? They were fully vaccinated. They had to withdraw through illnesses, unforeseen ones. No news coverage. No Serena, no Venus. They had the bitch slap award. Ain't that some shit? They had the bitch slap award. But this award here where they co-careers on the line. Now, I said, well, let me dig deep into the occult world on this one. I said, man, Biden just got a court revised. All this going on when he just got the court to revive his vaccine mandate for federal employees. Don't y'all see where this is going? Now, hear how deep this is going to get. This is how deep this is going to get. Now, I had to go into the spiritual world to find out what could be possibly this diabolical. I end up at the Talmud. The Talmud. Surah 26b. This is what it said out there on books, so you can't even blame me for this. Even the best of the Gentiles should be killed. I said, damn. So what? I said, man, what? What the best of the Gentiles? Who the best? Oh, the one who kissed that, don't give that wall. So I started looking at all the shit. Then I said, oh, man. I said, man. Seeing Trump, Biden, all of them have kissed, every president have kissed that wall. So I'm saying to myself, well, wait a minute. Let's see if he kissed it back. What did Biden do when he kissed it back? Because they all got symbolism in every one of those pictures that we did shows on. Well, I noticed Biden actually said this. He was a Zionist in his political office. I said, okay. So I was looking it up, get down with it. Then it hit me. Oh, shit, that's meant for Biden. It says the best of the Gentiles shall be killed. Now, here's how the scenario should be laid out. If it does happen, be aware. You heard it first on this program. You heard it first on this program that they was going to bring in a president through some type of mishap, some type of, you know, oh, shit, well, what's going on? So just to get this so you understand that this is not a joke. This is the first president. Now, I'm going to lay the scenario out right after this president tell you this scenario.
On October 18, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. And the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful. Because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen.
Now, that is Gerald Ford at a conference back in the day. We young kids, we don't even know he had this thing. I said, man, that's amazing. I found this script. I said, man. And I said, wait a minute. We in this perfect scenario. He said, extraordinary circumstances, a pandemic. They were elected the first time. We got it. Democrat Party right here. So he picked both parties. He wasn't biased. He said, either one of these two parties going to do this, that, this. Well, you got the party right now, the Democrat Party. Let's just be real with the facts. We got time for all this soliloquies of what should have been, could have been. This is the facts. Now, the facts also show that under extraordinary circumstances, the president, the man said the president must die. Here's the scenario, everybody. Play it out. See what happens. But right now, they talk about he may have COVID. The scriptures say even the best of the Gentiles should be killed. Is this how they plan to get rid of Joe Biden? The White House spokesperson, Psaki, admitted that Joe Biden might get coronavirus after he had contact with infected Democrats. Now, listen to that. He became in contact with Nancy Pelosi. Dude, y'all better wake up. Sisters, y'all better wake up. All this going on while they playing the cult game of the hermaphrodite. Y'all better think about this one. And then last and least, what we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of this. First, we're going to handle that with what y'all just heard. Last but least, we got the whole play today. If these two become president and vice president, what could have to happen before this midterm will blow your mind? We will have that special out there. No one was talking about it. Got some special reports. Got the actual clip. Oh, man, this is going to be an off-the-chain program. I hope y'all ready for the helios. We just threw a little bit of fire. I want y'all to come on, got the nines up, opening up, hit the number one button. Hit it on where you want. We're going to get to all that Haskins. I mean, gematria off the bian yang on that one. I mean, scary shit. Like, damn, the NFL is like, what's going on? And with Pittsburgh. But this here about the president, now that COVID is on the surge again, specifically amongst those who claim to be vaccinated. You just heard that. You got your hands up? Y'all ready to get hot? Let's get Helios. 8554. Welcome to the Helios.
What's up, bro?
What's up? We making it hot.
I wish it was hot up here in Chicago. Shit, it just snowed 2 days ago.
Oh, man. Hey, we got to – it's coming out. We just got to – we're in the 50s this morning here in South Florida. Look it up, everybody. And it's a crisp one. We better enjoy it because it won't last long here. But, yeah, go ahead. Tell me how – what's going on up there, bro?
Okay, let me start with a local issue here. Now, in terms of making a connection with the universal income, Lightfoot is now giving away people are signing up for free gas cards or free bus cards. People need to wake the fuck up. This is all part of this new global 23rd, Agenda 21, whatever you want to call it.
Call it. That's right.
Especially dealing with this transportation paradigm where they do not want you driving anymore. Biden has already said it. The governor here, they're pushing these electric cars.
Yeah. It's
what better way to get people? Right. The gas is going up. Mm-hmm. They want you to buy these electric cars. And then on top of that, you know, with the federal mandate is still in place with the masks, they're trying to get people, like I said, to get back on these buses and trains, continue wearing this mask. But see, the thing, my take with that mask thing If you still walking around here with masks, that's your problem. I mean, I don't know how many years now we've been talking, putting all this information out about the dangers of the mask and the false narrative of the mask and the COVID and everything. People still walking around with that shit on, especially black people. Now, let me touch on something else you touched on a few minutes ago, Venus or Serena. Now, I didn't hear about them pulling out of the tennis tournament, but then you got to, I hate to say it, but you got to make the connection back to Will Smith. He won the Oscar for the movie King Richard.
That's
playing
right.
That daddy.
Playing that daddy, yeah.
And now, let's jump over. Now, let's jump over to the NBA, nothing but the Athletes League. Now, I just found this out a couple of days ago. Now, the Toronto Raptors are in the playoffs.
Right.
But what's interesting, Canada has that vaccine mandate. And
right.
So if you're not vaccinated, you cannot play in Canada. One
right.
of Philadelphia's players, what's his name? Matisse Thybulle, they declared him ineligible. So, but the thing is, the 76ers are not really saying if he took the shot or not. And what was interesting last week, when the Celtics were playing the Raptors, a lot of the players on the Boston Celtics was declared ineligible. But what's
right.
interesting, though, during this whole season, that all the focus was put on Kyrie not taking a vaccination.
Yeah. Right.
Right, Kyrie Irving. But at the same time, there's actually more high-profile players out there that never took the shot. But like I said, the spotlight wasn't on them. Ben Simmons was one of the players, the LSU
That's
Tigers.
Right. Ben Simmons.
We're in the year of the Tiger, right?
Right.
He did not take the vaccine neither. But like I said, that wasn't really talked about. Let's jump over the Title 42 issue. You add the 4 and 2, you got the 6. We're in the year of the 6, right? And according to Brother Eddie's book, the number 6 also means family. Now, this is, people should be really concerned about this in terms of, there's a VA construct with this too, dealing with the veterans. Now, the article I'm looking at now, they're saying that the DHS is trying to figure out how to get enough medical personnel to provide the COVID vaccine the Biden administration promised immigrants, as well as staff to handle any medical issues many migrants will have. One idea being floated, pulling medical personnel from Veterans Affairs to assist. Quote, we're going to take medical services away from the people that really deserve that, who went to combat to give free medical attention to illegal immigrants, according to a source.
Now, hold on, stop.
That's fucked up.
Now, what Texas is doing, and so y'all get a perspective of this before we take more calls on this one. This is going to hit every state, everybody. Every state going to be affected, so get ready. I don't care where you're at. Don't make a difference to me. Every state. Texas, a Lone Star state, said, we would take who you are shipping to us and put them in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia.
There's a senator down in Tennessee, a state rep in Tennessee, came a couple months ago. They're trying to draft a bill, I think, similar to what was going on in Florida, that if you send these damn immigrants down here because they didn't already got caught putting, they're coming into Tennessee on buses at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, we're going to draft this bill. We're going to send them motherfuckers back to where they came from. They're going to send them to the White House or Biden, wherever.
Hell no, that's their bio. As a thief in the night.
A thief in the night, baby. Oh, one more thing about Sister Girlfriend Kajani Brown. Now, don't get caught up on the color thing. You know, people talking about, well, she got a white husband. Okay, this is something way deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their background. They're from Harvard. Make the connections with George Soros and the Obama administration. That's a dangerous woman.
Yeah, that's why I want y'all to know something. Before we take this next call, I'm going to give everybody the opportunity, 5 minutes to everybody, because we're going to try to hit, because we're going to hit hard. They're going to hit all over the place. Let me just say this. She also got a Florida-Miami connection. She also, now, we in the worst housing crisis Even though, let me give you a report from Region 4 right quick. Region 4 is tropical as hell, beautiful as hell, but it's on a psychotic, deranged mentality. I just told you, anybody who want to cross the Miami I-95 got to be, or close to I-95, I don't know what he took that day. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't even try that shit. I had flat tires on I-95 and was nervous as hell. The car's flying past me. I told you, I was like, bro, these cars fly. I can see why they fuck people up when they hit them. Boom. Had to get it done. Got
but didn't Joe Biden's first wife and one of his kids or something die in a car accident? Got hit by a dump truck.
Yeah. This guy got hit by a dump truck too. Now, a dump truck is even slower. I don't know what was going on. So let's keep this party going. Now, let me ask you one question before I let you go. You just heard the scenario we gave. You heard the scenario of President Ford said that he gonna die. This is the only time I could see a president die with a mortar mentality, because they're going to say he died of COVID.
That motherfucker, as far as I'm concerned, that motherfucker already dead anyway. But
okay.
And it makes sense, because what perfect excuse for him to die, quote-unquote, from COVID?
Yeah. Hey, let me go to 3364. I'm going to have everybody up. Get ready. Get your hands up. 3364.
Hey, Yehudu. Yehudu, man. You knocking out the park, man. Let me start off with your damn Venus, Serena, and Richard, man.
Go ahead. Okay. Jump in. You got 5 minutes.
I met the ass, man. Hey. In 1989-90, when they were just coming out, okay, I was working at the Woodfield Country Club up there in South Palm Beach off of Palmetto Road, okay? And I was up there, I wired up some lights on the tennis court, man. This is a true story, so help me God. I'm wiring up some lights on the tennis court. All right, so I see these three black people come up there. Richard, Venus, and Serena come on the court I'm working at, man. So I say, hey, how y'all doing? You know, you'd be glad to see some of your folk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
out there,
yeah.
Number all white, Woodfield Country Club. You know them niggas looked at me and didn't say nothing, man. they looked at me like I'm invisible now. I'm 6'5", close to 3-something. I said, what's up, y'all? My people. I said, you know, Serena with that big ass, that big dump truck she got. And I said, what the hell? Y'all ain't speaking. So, I said, look at them, man. They would not speak to me, acknowledge me now. I'm on the tennis court right where they come out there to hit some ball. They're hitting balls and stuff. I say, well, damn, these niggas ain't going to say nothing to me, man. I say, I hope to God they don't hit me with that ball, man. I couldn't believe it, bro. This is true stories, man.
Hey, I believe you. No, I believe. Yeah, because you give it all the analogy, because that's where they was playing at in West Palm Beach. That's for damn sure. Oh, man. But you know what? Think about it, man. I'm not saying that. I told people, I say, I don't care who you have sex with. But guess what? I mean, I just don't see how people don't see this connection where all these fine chicks, including the one Kanye West, Dion Fox, just seen her at the thing. She also, they married these white dudes, and they be having very prestigious jobs that be like, her Serena husband is into the TikTok and all that type of technology. So she already
got that company called Reddit.
So she already. She already with the technocrats. She's with the technocrats. Mm-hmm. Serena is a technocrat right now. That's how we got to look at this. Not about her color, her ideology, and that's why
right.
She didn't care about you, because you, in their mind. Now, I don't know what King Richard was about. I really don't. Because I heard his own son, so y'all get a clarity of this, because he is alive. He did not condone that bullshit, the bitch slap. He did not condone it. He said he was not with that shit, blah, blah, blah. And he ain't with Serena and them. He with the son. You would think he would be with Serena and them, but he must got an issue that most families got that they don't like to talk about, called psychotic family syndrome. So they got it one too. So everybody got it.
That bitch slap
reminded
me of something Amos and Andy, man. That's
some
more
Amos and Andy.
Yes, man.
Thank you. That's what I said. Yes, sir. Amos and Andy. Rich millionaire black folks who were great comedians back in the day. Amos and Andy. Go ahead. Keep going. You're doing good. Keep going.
As far as the judge, okay, I heard one case where some black folks had a discrimination case against Lockheed, and she turned the whole suit down, telling them they didn't have no right representation, and then fixed it. They couldn't even file another suit. Judge Joe Brown broke it down, man.
Yeah.
Okay, by this witch, man. I go with content and character. See, I ain't like the rest of these Negroes. I always want to see symbolism. Just want to see any black. I learned that from Obama and Nelson Mandela. Okay, once the enemy, whoever the enemy pick, you already know they flawed, man.
Yeah,
who the enemy like, I know there's something wrong with them. Yeah, that's why I look them up and research them. Yeah.
Right, now, perfect. Well, I'm glad you said it. Now, Mandela. Now, Mandela, let's be honest. Let's just give us a few minutes. Mandela was released by Pit Bota. This group was vicious as hell. They call themselves the Afrikaners, the Dutch Afrikaners. And he part of an elite society. He got the robe. He got the Rosicrucian robe on. He got the whole garb on. Y'all act like it was no big deal. That picture is
Knights of Malta, man.
The Knights of Malta. And common sense would have told our people, come on, man, this is kind of strange. You put the Knights of Malta? But then again, hold on.
When he first started out,
they black. The Knights of Malta was Ethiopian. So I can now understand why he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Knights of Malta, I want everybody to hear me clearly. They are the Ethiopic Knights, the Black Knights that the so-called comedians play on TV. The Black Knights were just one person. The Black Knights was a group.
Right.
They just used one person. But go ahead. I'll give you three more minutes.
Yep.
Three more minutes. Keep it going.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, he started out good when he blew up them cell phone towers and stuff, man. And the TV towers. He was good on that. But this Joe Biden thing, man, okay, this is second shot. You know, last week, they showed him taking the second shot.
Right. Okay.
I saw him take two shots.
Now, have you ever heard that take before? You've been around a lot. Have you ever heard
you played it a couple of months ago.
That's unbelievable. I think that's the most unbelievable thing. This man said, the president must die. I said, damn,
Ice
Cube, lethal injection.
Yes, sir. And plus, you got to realize that to come to curse in the president elected in the year zero behind it, they doomed to fail, man. Kwame broke that down. Now, I already knew about the Tecumseh curse in the president elected in with the year zero. You see what happened to JFK?
Yep.
And so just be prepared, man. 2023 is going to be you think the 6th, wait till the 7th get here. Okay, next year, on January 1st. That's 7 divine.
Yeah, and
you'll be ready, y'all.
Yeah, and then that 8, we coming up on that 7-8. I'll tell y'all something now. We're going to get some more calls. We're going to 9927.
One more thing. I learned from the dump truck from Miss Elvira, man. She always talk about them dump trucks, man. Safe around them. And my man there, that's 42. That's a black folks number, 2442. That's black people number, man. Remember Jackie, the man that played baseball?
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, that 42 number is our number. So, hey, bro. And plus, they say he was on crossing 595, man. And Fort Lauderdale were 95 and 595.
I told y'all the other night I was coming home from Mar-a-Lago. And they detoured us to 595 because they shut down 95. I couldn't even get through Fort Lauderdale.
Yes,
I had to go detour. And I told people, I said, it's a crazy detour they have. I'm like, what the fuck? So I said, okay, I've seen the Hard Rock guitar from the back end. If you know anything about Florida, the back end takes us to the turnpike. The back end takes us to the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the front end of the guitar, you in 95. You're in the back end, you on the turnpike. And that's where they made us go that route, man. That's the thing. But, hey, stay with me.
That's where road rage started at, man. Road rage started down. I remember the first roadway case hit on Oakland Park and Andrews Highway, somebody driving an old Beetle with no AC in the hot summer, and they just flipped out, man. Somebody cut in front of them. That's when they start busting. They
don't taught me road rage. They don't taught me road rage, man. Everybody who drives me know I will cuss your ass out because what happens is, man, you playing with life and death on my highway here. I'm up here on the highway. This is what I just said, the highway.
And then you started that video on that dude on 95 in Miami.
And you know who works? Buffalo. Buffalo is the worst. They going through red light. Buffalo going through red light. You at the light. You about to go. They go right through there. Hey, okay, I got more calls.
You see that dude?
Same thing happened in Chicago.
Put yourself on mute. Yeah, let me get some more calls. 9927.
They start busing.
Yeah, they start busing.
I am the dream of all slaves. Who is that lady? I don't know nothing about that lady. Katinka Brown Jackson, or I might got her name messed up. Who is she?
Katan. She's the new Supreme Court.
Who is she?
She became the new Supreme Court Justice.
I've never heard of her until now.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why you haven't heard of her, because they made sure you didn't hear her. I'm gonna give you, these are 9 reasons why you ain't heard of her. Wesley Hawkins.
Neil Stewart. I was like, what?
The dream of slaves.
I heard, I watched a video a long time ago about Serena and her sister. And I heard that they were actually boys, that the father had made them transform into women and had their parts removed and all of that.
I like to see they pussies myself to be judges of that, but unfortunately I ain't got the permission to do that.
I don't know. That was just, it was like in 2010 and stuff, but their video came out.
It was
a documentary. And that they were transgenders. They are transgenders, but I don't know how true that documentary was, but that's what I heard. I don't know if
That's a good comment. You got 5 minutes still. That's a good comment. I'm going to go with that after you finish that premise, because that's very interesting.
Because they're in the hermaphrodite, so I'm wondering if he's part of that cult too, the hermaphrodite cult. For them to treat like that, that was because they were told not to talk to anybody of their kind. They are transgender. They probably couldn't say anything anyway at that time, depending on how old they were when you seen them. I'm talking to the brother that was talking about he had met them. It depended on how old they were.
It was about 18 and 19. Something like that.
They probably were told not to talk to anybody. So, and you know, they was trained like that, trained and programmed. Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know how true that is, but yeah, I never heard of her until now that she became the judge, the Supreme Court judge. I was like, well, damn, who is she? And she's the dream of all slaves. I don't think slaves back then, which are originally from this planet, from America, were thinking about becoming a Supreme Judge. They was running for their asses because motherfuckers was attacking them or whatever. I don't think they was planning on that, you know, standing next to somebody white, because if that was the case, not going into that, but, you know, that's how it was. Mm-hmm. That's how that program was. Mm-hmm. You know, white against black. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of weird when I heard that speech. I was like, okay.
What do you think about that?
Because they're looking at her color and everything, and she a woman.
Right. And then you being a woman, and you seeing how women are today representing different parts of the country, as far as what you're seeing, many of our people don't even know who this woman is. You know, we all scared of our daughters being raped and kidnapped. And kidnapping is big time, everybody. I mean, they're kidnapping some people. Do you know how many black women are missing and y'all don't even get upset? It's unbelievable.
It's little children, girls missing in Buffalo. You know what I mean? And now it's to the point where it's not just blacks anymore in Buffalo missing. They kidnapping all kinds of little children here. The government is in charge of the sex trafficking. You know, they run the underground. They run everything.
So I'm trying to
figure out these black people that's all involved, pretending like they don't know that they're dealing with evil entities every day when they wake up out their bed, and that they appointed them. The question is, why would you appoint me unless you're going to, accept it, you know, or you were ritualed in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you either had to be ritualed in, you accepted all the terms and agreements, all the sacrifices you're going to go through, and to keep all the secrets of the government.
Right. Now, I'll tell anybody, this is where we come to this dichotomy of what's good and evil. Because in some cases, the problem with most people, they can't keep no secrets. And so it gets automatically overtaken. So if you are able to keep secrets, of the time that we are displaying about what they're doing today, that's almost ingenious, the fact that you can keep a covenant of the people that secured minded to do a bidding. Now, here's where we get deep. For who? For God, for man, or for self? So are we dealing with supreme Gnosticism? I think supreme Gnosticism has now risen its head, because it's like people do things for their own gain, not for the good of anybody but themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's exactly how it is now. It ain't for the good of anybody.
Right.
And anybody that, I can't believe they put that fucking vaccine back up there, knowing that, and then Biden with his fake ass talking about, I'm getting my second, wait, hold up, you just now getting your second, what?
Right.
You just now getting your second, hello, anybody questioning this bullshit here?
No, they're
this
not questioning
all fake.
That's why, That's why we got this program.
Wait, your vaccine ended. If you took your vaccine last year, or when you first started pumping that shit in 2020 or 2021 or whenever you took your vaccine, you getting your vaccine now in 2022, the second one?
The second
one. Huh?
Now, I want you to keep that thought now. According to what they're telling me.
Your first.
Right. Well, think about what you said.
Right.
Then
the CDC says your first vaccine don't even count.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
people
why.
Better wake up.
Okay, now, hold on. Let's take it now, because now it's this woman thing, because you heard the president, Gerald Ford, who gave a Coptic interview with these young kids. He went to young kids and said this. He didn't go to a grown adult event. He went to some young kids, gave them a scenario. And now we and you are also not little, but we're probably in our teens to hear this. Find out it's in our time frame now, that this actual event. And he said in his own words, if women get power, we may never get it back. Now, that is profound to hear a president.
That's the energy.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what does he mean, because he must see that the feminine energy, once in place, is going to go back to what we said it was in the beginning.
Well, remember them extras.
What extras?
The extras is the queens. They queens. They all
yeah.
run everything.
They run everything.
Queens
yeah.
run everything with the reptilians. Yeah. I don't know yeah. about the archons or the other aliens, but I know them queens is running everything.
Queens.
They always
now.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kick that thought. We got some commercial time coming up. Got to do something because, hey, we got Cash App. Y'all want to get on it? Hey, jump in, man. Hey, y'all gamble. Y'all gambling on life every day you wake up. It's a gamble. Let me get busy one time. I got Georgia coming in. I got New York coming in. We're going to do it up. Let me get a few people out there. Let me just tell everybody, we doing this program so we can wake up ASAP. Now, whoever does not kick on we ain't responsible for none of that shit. You can only do what you can do. So I would think right now, the question is, who thinks like you? You're actually cloning your own mind to find people who are like you. Same concept. Think about that one. But it's nothing like pure control where you can't go nowhere. Think about that for a minute, everybody. You can't go nowhere. You in the house. The people that look like you may not be you, because I said they clone the people to listen to them. The ones that are pure clone have no emotions. That's what you said, Brother West. That's what y'all been saying. I'm bringing all y'all in after I play this tape, starting up from the top. Get ready, G. If you go along with this, I want everybody to get the white man out your mind right now. Just say the white man is done in your mind. Who would be the next enemy? Because every species has one. You better think a minute. Because do you want to be under this, or like the man said, this or that?
We're now seeing open revolt from the normally submissive, compliant Chinese in response to yet another new lockdown in Shanghai. The city's 26 million residents were initially placed under a 9-day lockdown, but now that has been extended indefinitely. But they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore. Even faced with the prospect of losing points from their precious social credit scores, they've simply had enough. The breaking point appears to have been disgraceful scenes showing children being separated from their parents inside quarantine facilities.
Social media shows children, even infants, separated from their families at a Shanghai hospital after testing positive for COVID-19, isolated alone, crying.
As well as people being prevented from going out to buy food or seeking urgent medical care.
Anger is reaching a boiling point in Shanghai. Chinese social media showing residents in lockdown protesting, chanting, "We want jobs, we want freedom." Hundreds in one Shanghai neighborhood broke out of confinement, pleading for affordable food. This resident confronts the police, yelling, "Why are we being starved?"
They're not even allowed out for exercise.
Residents aren't even allowed to briefly step outside. CNN filmed this man walking in his apartment compound. He was immediately escorted back home.
People are dropping dead in the street because ambulance workers are refusing to get out and treat them.
A woman is screaming in desperation for the paramedic to help an asthma patient. His heart has stopped, she said, pleading to borrow the ambulance's defibrillator. But the paramedics refused to help.
But what CNN won't tell you is why Shanghai is in this mess. Because unlike other European countries who have chosen to live with COVID and get on with life, China has pursued a disastrous zero COVID policy, which ensures that the rolling lockdowns will never end. We were told 80% of adults in Shanghai had been fully vaccinated, and this was in August last year. That was supposed to provide them with, quote, herd immunity. Yet Shanghai just experienced more COVID cases in the previous 4 weeks than during the entire previous 2 years of the pandemic. 100% safe and effective. And remember, all this is in response to Omicron, despite months and months of data from other countries proving it to be milder than previous variants. Shanghai residents are appearing at their balconies in unison to sing protest songs, only to be confronted by drones with loudspeakers telling them to go back inside. There's also reports of the government forcibly euthanizing the pets of COVID infectees. And lest we forget, China's draconian lockdown was the model for Western countries 2 years ago. Professor Lockdown Neil Ferguson said on record, quote, "It's a communist one-party state, we said. We couldn't get away with it in Europe, we thought. And then Italy did it, and we realized we could." Lockdowns are, and always were, a devastating moral outrage. And just because we've learned to live with COVID in the West, doesn't mean those who promoted and implemented the horrors of lockdown shouldn't be held responsible and investigated. And if necessary...
to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans, have been to jail before, suck my dick, and all the muffled cats you run with, get done with, jump quick. The fuck you going, poke your dog for some bum shit. I say go to gun click, 911 shit, all over some dumb shit, ain't that some shit? And niggas remind me of a strip club, cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue, or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And a nigga tried to diss you, that's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain,
oh my goodness, we back. Oh my goodness. Did y'all hear that, listeners? That will make you lose your mind. They said you can't go outside for exercise, you will lose your mind. It says they taking babies, euthanizing the dog, ain't no coverage, and these are the financiers of your order. Let me go up north. 1-877 GA, what's happening? A lot of stuff going on. Let me hear from you. Got to hear it.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yeah.
Go ahead. You got five. Go ahead.
What's going on? I got five. I got five on it.
You got five on it. Somebody.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is how it's going down, my brothers and sisters. There's an election coming up in about 4 or 5 months. Okay. Biden probably got approvals in the teens because I know everyone is tired of going to the grocery store and can't get what they want. Yeah, I know I am. I go to the grocery store after grocery store just looking for my favorite products that I just can't find, you know. And sometimes I go to the store, all the water's gone. The gas prices is going up. Biden has already told us to get prepared for a food shortage. Yeah, a food shortage. So why is all this happening? Because there's an election coming on, and they're going to have to pull out the COVID fear card. CNN would not be showing any bad things about China. And China is that president, truly, because China will not allow CNN to cover something if there wasn't, a reason that's going to benefit the China, you know, world power domination, you know, over the world. So if China says that this Omicron or whatever these fake-ass diseases to fear and keep people masked up, and people saying that, oh, we need these mail-in ballots, you can't go to vote, but you can go out and drink, you can go to store, you can go to strip clubs, you can go every damn where. But just watch it now, y'all. When it comes up for election, because China is treating their people like shit over this fake ass cold flu. That's all COVID is, guys. You all are still wearing these masks. You're wearing them out of fear from the slave master. China is a slave master. So what we have to do as black people is just wake the fuck up, okay? Put down a mask. There's no way that we should still be living in fear. There's no way that we should be believing in China at this stage, okay? There's no reason we should still be believing in Fauci. And there's no reason for us to believe that Biden is going to die of COVID. It's not going to happen. Let's just say, for instance, hypothetically, if we believe that's going to happen, their whole COVID theory is gone the fuck out the window. The vaccines, the boosters, you know, they told you to get the vaccine, you won't get the virus. Now that shit didn't work, so now they're saying if you get the vaccine and the boosters, you won't die. So how in the hell Biden going to get the vaccines, one, two, booster, 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 and then die? No, he won't die.
If he does die, it won't be a COVID, it'll be a heart attack. Other people are doing it. Now, we can't say they ain't dying. There's people dying all over the earth from taking this vaccine.
There's a lot of athletes dying.
Right, so I don't know what you're talking about now.
No. Okay, let me. Okay, I got my five. Let me explain this to you. This is my theory, this right here.
If
Biden die, if they say he died, know that people all over the world is dying of vaccines.
But what if he died? Who's the president? Who would be the president? Who would be the president if he died?
Okay, this is how they're going to do the president, y'all. This is how they're going to do the president. But Dumbbell is not going to be the president. What's the name? Harris.
Come on.
Nope. They're going to have to impeach. Because, see, what they're going to have to do is, the reason why Biden's son's laptop is an issue now. Remember when we were going through the election, they buried it. Biden didn't know anything. Of course, he was a big man. Why are the media bringing up the laptop? There has to be a reason. And I believe the reason is, they try to get rid of two birds and one stone. Biden got to go, and they're going to find up some dirt on Harris, too. They're both going to have to go. That's how they're going to get rid of those two asses. They're going to bring Pelosi in, and they're going to bring in Michelle Obama.
And they can't go by killing
them? Yeah, they can probably kill his ass. You know, that's
right.
What I'm saying. If anything, he got a heart attack. He can't go out of COVID.
I'm not convincing anybody. All I'm saying is the COVID thing, based on what this president said, the president, Gerald Ford, said he got to die. I mean, I don't see them assassinate him in the old traditional way where, like, JFK style. I think they're trying to get him on treason. No, treason is... I'm talking about impeachment.
If they impeach him for treason, for what he did for Afghanistan, what he did with the oil, what he did with Russia. I mean, there's so much of shit they can get him
on. Hold on. I'm going to give you a segment because I did see some stuff, and I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I know I'm putting this out there. That this is probably heard only on this program. It's not the only program, but at this time, for most people, it's going to be the only program you're going to hear this on. Now, this came out. I'm just vindicating some stories that we heard that you validated as well. Just listen carefully. This the only way that makes what you say plausible is if somehow Trump becomes Speaker of the House. Listen carefully. I found this from somebody. Your information. And it said the same thing that these people, I don't want to get to people business, but boom. I couldn't believe it. It was right there. I found it. Listen carefully. It's the only way that they claim can put a stop to this. Now, it could be crazy to you. It could be crazy to all y'all. But you must listen to the facts. I didn't make this up. These are the facts.
Good to see you this morning. I mean, do we think this is actually happening? Is he serious about going forward in 24?
I think everyone wants to know that, but actually, let me tell you what Trump has been doing, because it could be earlier than 2024, and not because the election will be overturned. Trump has been endorsing candidates in each of the different states. We're kind of fed up with the RINOs, which are Republicans in name only. And the other thing is that what people don't understand is that the U.S. is a republic.
Uh-oh.
And in that, you have to think of it like we're 50 different countries. And so he wants to really support state legislatures and secretaries of state so that a lot of the problems that happened in 2020 can get cleared up. But this is the talk that has been going on for 6 or 7 months, and that is right now 29 Democrats in the House have said they're not running again. The prediction is we're going to take the House and the Senate. They're talking about Trump being the Speaker of the Senate, and then he will be able to impeach Biden and Harris. And he will be able to take over because he'll be third in line to do that. And this is a lot of the conservative commentators have been talking about this with a lot of detail. Dan Scavino, who handles his social media, keeps sending hints out to us. We get messages in circuitous ways, but don't jump to 2024. I really think what we have to watch is
Forgive me, Jan, for jumping in, but I can't help but reflect, because we're talking so much about Russia at the moment. If this was some sort of strategy that Vladimir Putin had used in the past to try and retain or regain a position, we'd be calling it totally corrupt, wouldn't we?
Well, see, you're jumping ahead and not looking at it from the perspective of the U.S. The fact is that people want to recruit him to be the speaker. I'm not saying that that is Trump's plan, but the conservative people have been talking about that because the Speaker of the House does not have to be an elected official. All I'm saying is watch what's happening in the states. Watch the people that Trump is endorsing. Watch after the midterms what happens, because if we take the House, then things are going to turn upside down amongst our whole political situation.
Now, I don't know if y'all know the call.
Okay,
real good.
Now that sounds...
Hold on. I see. I played it first. First and foremost.
Well,
now, I told y'all we went inside to see what we had to see. And let me just say this. Now, y'all all get hung up on what white people say and everything because some of y'all, again, you've been brainwashed for a lot of years hearing this rhetoric. The chick said the republic. That's where you come in, black folks.
You're right, and I agree. And that was a mind-blowing tech you just played. But see, here's the problem with some of these states. I'm going to use Illinois, for example. That's all fine and good on the federal level, far as the Republic thing. But see, with the real ground rule problem is in some of these Democratic-ran states and cities. These governors and mayors have to go. New York, Illinois, California are catching the holy fluff right now.
Now, hold on. Let me get Sister back in there. Hold on. Before Sister, you got to give you 2 minutes to respond because you brought that up. Go ahead. You 2 minutes.
Okay. Yes. I met a potential client who actually told me that I haven't joined Trump's Truth. It's like Twitter. He has his own social media, but if you have an Android phone, you cannot join at the moment. So I haven't been on there yet. But she was actually showing me that, and that's the talk all over the his social media, that's how he's going to come and play.
Yeah.
And I can see it happening. I can see it happening only if they can actually pull off getting the votes to be counted legally, you know. And I think that they can even be more promising if the Republicans go in the black neighborhoods and get the black people on their side to not vote black people in just because they're black. Black people have to start researching.
Hold on. Because that's a good, that there has to be a stoppage. That's so deep right there. That's where the whole shebang with the question mark of the Riddler. If we can get black folks, I'm telling you how easy this is.
That's
you
a big ass if in Chicago. Yeah, I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I hear you. And all you got to do is, black folks, if you really want to make a big difference without even having to shoot no weapons and shit, you just go to the voting place, say, I don't want to be Democratic or Republican. I want to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all you got to do. That's how simple this shit is. Once they see the paradigm shift by a simple pen, William Penn, I don't know how many times I got to keep giving y'all these crypto names, William Penn, then you will see that that's all it took. And you'd be like, the Wizard of Oz would be lifted. I mean, think about it. It's not even a weapon needed. All you do is say, go to the voting spot. Say, I'm so nervous of y'all going to steal the vote. Make up some shit. They're going to ask you why you want to switch. Just say, I want to switch because I'm just now. When you switch to independent, now they don't know who you are. That you now you under a whole shit bell. We don't, neither party know who you are.
But another thing the mainstream media is not reporting right now, you still got states fighting the election from almost 2 years ago.
Right.
All of these states are coming all over the place now saying that the voting machines are rigged. This stuff is getting busted out all over the place, but it's not being talked about.
They got to go to court because what happens is both black folks only know going to criminal court. They don't know about going to real estate court and all trustee lower court. They only go to criminal court.
What you say, traffic court.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they know.
Child support court.
That's it. They don't know about no house, no takeover courts and shit. They don't even know about ghost courts. So telling our people some shit sometimes scares the shit out of me because anyway, to make that even crispy clear, the chick who's a nobody even knows who this woman was until she got on the scene of Biden radar, and then all the black women out there. Let me just ask y'all a question. The squad. I'm gonna just play this. I'm gonna take calls right now. Let me get these calls in before we got to go. I'm asking all the women on earth. If somebody in the court world puts out the whole message for you, eat the babies. All right, somebody, if you're moving around, put yourself on mute. I'm hearing you moving. That's what I'm saying. If you know you cannot be still, sit your ass down and put yourself on mute. I mean, how when you do that for a job interview, you running around talking, we can hear you. This is why our people can't do the simplest of things, which is you on a show that's open to everybody, and you're going to move somebody, y'all, don't vacuum, please. I know your house might, this day you do it. Put yourself on mute. You can still listen to us through mute control. Then when you're ready, just be still and talk like they do on talk shows. Then you understand how you keep this message clear of interruptions from your own selves. Just see what I'm saying? Against your own selves. This is the whole key. You don't even love yourself. Anybody who loves themselves would not let somebody in a party. I don't care how much you hate Trump. You can hate Trump all you want. Don't make me a difference. But this party brought these young chicks to a meeting, and I'm just going to play a minute. Said they're going to eat your children, and you okay with
this,
women?
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't.
That's all I got to say. If you can hear that, if somebody could tell you this was playing at a Democratic function, I don't care how mad you hate the Republicans.
I thought
whatever.
He was already eating the babies. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Just
now, my point, we eat the babies at a high
but
level.
See, more people can talk about the slap, heard about the slap more than that clip you just played. I guarantee it.
They want to hear about that slap. See, that's why I say you could tell the psychic people. Who wants to hear about a bitch slap? But you don't want to hear about people talking about eating your babies? Now they want your kids to
hey, drop
bone. Unbelievable.
I kept telling y'all about HHA 293. Okay, that they're putting it in the food and everything and the drinks already, man.
The man said
HEK 293. Look it up.
She said the Swedish professor, she told you, the Swedish professor said we could eat dead people. Well, that's already old news. You eat, that's what the vegan shit about. You eat,
and
you
they put nanotechnology in the food now.
Yeah, you talking about you eating vegan food. What the hell is vegan food, man? What manufacturer gets it? What manufacturer gets this vegan food? And how many hamburgers
plant-based food
that can bleed? Now, y'all got to ask yourselves some questions. I'm going to get some more calls, y'all. More calls. Put yourself on mute. If y'all already talked,
and you got some
mute.
Meat called incognito. Incognito.
Right. I got you.
I don't know.
Incognito.
Beef is the only vegetable I know that bleed red. Well,
yeah.
No, spoil them. I take that back because you got strawberries, raspberries.
Well,
but beet, unless they're using a lot of beet.
I mean, but some people eat meat raw. I mean, y'all have to come to grips with that.
Yeah, they do
eat
meat raw.
Even your own family members eating meat raw. So I don't want to hear none of that shit y'all talking about. Oh, we don't eat this. Man, it's a bunch of bullshit, Laura. If your family doing the same thing,
we don't think.
That's all I can tell for you. Yeah. So that's why I get off the argument of talk. When you don't even know what you're eating, you got the nerve to be religious on people. About what they eat, because you got niggas today still telling me I don't eat pork and all this shit. Man, I don't give a fuck you eat pork. I bet you eat pork if you had no motherfucking meat to eat. So stop lying. So it's a number to lie. You're lying to yourself because you're going to tell me 3/4 of the earth eating pork, and because some people put some restrictions on it, I won't even give it a name. Once you go look up the people put the restriction on it, rabbinical or something like that, and you're going to believe all this now is to be so righteous and right. That's how you know you are part of the game, and the game is in all of us. It's your genes. 6661, let's get busy. If you are the son of who, or daughter of who, or daughter of what? Cousin it?
What great daughter, my brother. What's going on, man?
Man, good to have you back, man. What's up?
Hey, man. I'm back.
Right before Ishtar.
Right before Ishtar, I have arisen. But, touching on while I was listening, they're already eating the babies, and we know that. They just found 5 fetuses in anti-abortionist fridge, whole, And so the lady, 5 fetuses.
Oh, it sounded like
wow.
You said penises. I'm sorry.
No, fetus. Fetus. Fetuses in a anti-abortion activist fridge. Whole fetuses. So, yeah, they're either eating them or selling them to people who eat. They're eating the babies already, so they're already there. Touching on what's going on with Trump and him becoming president, I could see it happening because really, when we were watching Trump transfer his property and his withholding rights, or part of them, or maybe all of them by now, from New York to a whole state, a free state of Florida, because Florida is a free state, thanks to DeSantis and whatever. So when he transferred everything from Brené Brith, he moved from the Jewish homestead to, even though, Trump, they say he Ashkenazi, but he transferred from New York to Florida. That showed sign there, but I could see it happening. He's coming from a free state, Florida. He wouldn't have any opposition. You know, when once you get past Dade County, it's a wrap. You're going in, or Palm Beach. Palm Beach, it's a wrap. Because the whole state, I don't care. We don't need to go to no next door to us, even though a lot of us are waking up and say, wow, damn, gas $8. I mean, close to $6.599 at the most, $5.12. So, I mean, a lot of us are waking up. Those, you can't do nothing with them. We can't be accountable for them. But I could see it happening. Trump gets in. A lot of Democrats are up for re-election. So it's going to be a tsunami come November, and I could see it happening. And they're going to nominate homeboy as Speaker of the House. And because we can't wait any longer. If you look at it, this is a total Jack Bauer scenario. Remember when the lady became president?
Jack
Bauer,
baby.
Oh, my goodness. And it was one of us. We had one of – it was a sister. She was running it, but she it was total chaos because she didn't know who to trust. They were at battle, at war. So, I mean, this is a scenario, and you can't even explain foreign policy. And foreign policy – is what name policy? I think we all should look at the sixth key of Freemasonry, because when we look, what's getting ready to happen in May is the getting rid of Title 42.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
See, if they get rid of Title 42,
Mayday.
And see, that's when the Mayday is going to happen, because when they get rid of Title 42 and the 402 equals 6, Brother Caddy, you need come on, piggyback, tell us what the 6 is. And that's, I say it's the 6th key of Masonry, but when you look at the 6th key, that 6th key is that gate, that floodgate for what we've been talking about, and that's the Silk Road. Busy worrying about other people instead of worrying about the crime. Y'all worried about real housewives. Y'all need to worry about your economic status, because when these so-called extra 100,000 and 500,000 Ukrainians come this way, your status has just been bumped down economically on the food chain. And that's why I tell all the young kids, all your nieces and nephews, you better start learning the third, fourth language, Portuguese, take it all the way. Y'all start teaching these kids, man. We're the ones that's gonna see it happen, but they are gonna be the ones that's fighting.
I'm gonna say this. Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna take some more calls. They are technology now for people. I got one here, and we got to get the young people start that we do have.
Yeah, but
the older people. The older people
can
be cut off. I'm going to tell you something.
But you know what? Yeah, they can be cut off.
They're going to be cut off.
But But you know, I went to one of my family members transition, and I'm just showing you how so bad they're cut off, right? So I'm trying to get the phone charged up, and I'm talking to the young lady, and she isn't paying any. She's so wrapped into that phone. And Brother Dry Bones always said, boy, if you take that phone away from them, they will actually go. But I'm trying to get her to plug in my phone because, you know, I see the battery levels going. I'm trying to get her attention, and she is just into this phone. And while I'm talking to her, her attention would not leave that phone. And I thought about you, bro, and I said, boy, we're serious. It's going down.
Yeah, that phone is amazing, man. I mean, and all of us out here have to be on these phones in so many basic ways, and it's getting ready to jump up to the 5G for sure, y'all. I mean, the technology is telling you straight up, the battle technocrats. But you don't forget Democrats. It's a new group called the Technocrats. They in the game, and they all come from British Columbia. They run the game now. British Columbia brought them in. And again, this is what we're fighting. Yes. Go ahead. So, yeah.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
No, okay. All right, put yourself back in. All right, let me get some more callers. I got 3381. I got 1654 about to bring y'all in. Everybody getting 5 minutes till we get to the high noon, and then we're going to go hot. Hot. Hotter than hot. 3318. Go ahead.
Take myself off mute, brother. I'm out here in fresh air a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. I got you.
Okay, real quick. Hey, man, great show. I really want to sit back and say nothing, but I did want to say this. You put some things together. Hey, y'all, be careful of the charity. I'm always saying that. And I'm not trying to say don't take it. I'm just saying don't be a mob. They're going to put people in office. You're going to become a mob. Called mobocracy. And if you become a mob, they put that RICO Act on you, where two or more, three Indians are gathered, we get to go ahead and investigate. Because we prisoners in our own colony. Well, it's not our colony, it's theirs. So the next thing to say, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, and if whoever does win in the seat and they overthrow it, they just walk away. Who's going to run the water department? Who's going to run the electrical plant? See, they'll leave people buffooned when I say, before they did it in Monroe document, they did it in Libya. So what they and the recent one was France, and one of those countries inland into Africa. Africa didn't want to pay the tax no more. We're pulling all our equipment. We're pulling all our farming. We're not doing anything. So that's a hostile takeover. So they've been practicing in other countries. So we have to be careful because this is the last place they want to do it. And yes, we are a gang. We're the wrong kind of gang though. We don't want to be a gang of a mob. And yes, that brother's right. The fraternal order's running this bullshit. And yes, homegirl, she's right. As the Republic, they'll look at Bellamy Francis when they said the Pledge of Allegiance. They said, and to the Republic. They were talking about us.
The Republic, right.
The Republic. And the Republic. Yes. Yes. Go look at the old one, the original one. They didn't even put God in there. They're only talking about housing up. That's during the resurrection time. Excuse me. The reconstruction. Because they did rise up. What? The church. You said it before. These evangelicals, 95 million of them. You said it. But in the meantime, they have gangs. So their gang is what they call corporate, so they can go ahead and do what they do.
Right.
And we are not together. So the best thing we could do is tell Sarah, and I heard my brother said he couldn't get her attention away from the phone. I don't know, man. Don't stop. If she has interest, but if she can't be in your camp, move on. Kick the dust on your feet. Get another one. That's how we got to move. Then we pair up like that. Because that's the best gang. Because Sarah, the king's trying to kill me. I'm done.
Man.
95 South.
95 South, baby. That's why we call it 95 South. And we got a lot of good stuff down here in Florida. I'll tell you straight up. Everybody coming here. The real estate game. We got this crisis here. We're gonna get Sean. I'm gonna get my man coming on here, Brother Esquire, come on here because he told you they're gonna try to kick out everybody. They're not just kicking out black. They're kicking out everybody. Spanish now. They're taking out Spanish. They politicians.
Right.
They're taking out everybody. And politicians that's in power now, man. There's only a few people who go after them. Political down here in South Florida. They come up at them with way because they taking advantage of those coming in from Central and South America. Those who can speak the language of the Spanish. Now the Spanish, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all straight up. We gonna have to do a special show. We will be in St. Augustine real soon to do the real show at the fort. And so, being that this is the oldest city in America, that's where we're going to have to do some research at. And unfortunately, we're going to be finding out why it's a free state. We know the pirates are here. We love them. It's a pirate capital. It's free. No shortage of
Hey, Bones, I see y'all going crazy over there, a crypto down there in Miami, man. Y'all
they had a whole convention.
Up in every damn
a whole convention was just done here, promoted by city, correct. I'm talking about just recently, with all this going on, they had a big commotion down here, everything. They had a crypto was at $48,000 for one, the Bitcoin one. Cash App is in there. Cash App is into the game now. A lot of stuff is happening with the crypto, man. And here's the key. No explanation from no major group. They want to make this a crypto city. Well, how can our checks become crypto? And do we want it to become crypto? Because if it becomes crypto, the federal government already prepared to take over because we watched Biden put the executive order in. Ain't nobody said shit. Remember, that order got put in. He said he's going to make it a Bitcoin for the federal government on a mercy order. All they doing is waiting. Because that war, y'all believe. Now, here, I'm not going to say people ain't dying. I said the war that they could make believe. In Ukraine, all this stuff. I ain't saying people ain't dying. I said the war that y'all been doing. Russia is getting paid in gold and stuff now. They're getting richer because of the underground amount of money going through the oil because our petrol dollars is petrol dollars. The ARAV now, off of one flinch, could easily say, we're going straight into a new currency, dump the dollar.
Did you see when the Lakers, it ain't the forum no more now, they call it crypto.com. And as soon as they switch it over, the Lakers fell in the tank now.
They're terrible. Terrible. And they're going to do that game with it. I told you they're going to hook up the game.
Hey Bones.
You'll be sidelined. Go ahead. You get some more calls.
I could see that as happening because, see, remember now, this president that we had, he slighted that, you know, they've been using Russia to get into negotiate the Iran nuclear deal, right? So
right.
Now, we had to look at that from a broad perspective. You know, you said the Shah was your enemy. Now you're over there negotiating for a nuclear deal. Nuclear deal, right? We know it. You can make weapon, right? But then it's also energy that comes along with it to build up your land, you know, technology and whatever, and on a foreign soil and making it be competitive with the sheiks and the other advanced cities over there. So is this something more than just a weapon, or is this a granting of bringing new resources because they want to put everybody on the grid because Homeboy said himself, we're in a new world order again, executive, and we got to lead the way. I said, what? You said that? We know you see now.
He said it. Over there. He said it over there.
Lightfoot said it too. I mean, come on now.
Man, how long we gonna keep hearing?
Hey, let me ask y'all something, man. Hey, think about that commercial with LeBron talking to his 12-year-old self, man?
Right.
We going 12. To the knee, man.
That we going to the knee. No, that was a hell of a commercial. Yeah, I see that duality too. He talking to himself. I mean, he time travel. Now he can see himself in a paradigm now.
Jordan did the same thing. Remember that commercial where he was playing himself from North Carolina, the Bulls? Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say this, too.
Hey, somebody say Jada's going to end up marrying the hologram of Tupac to tell Will to get the hell on.
That's a good one.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, let me get some more calls. Let me get 1-6-5-4. Y'all been holding. Get me in here. Y'all put yourself on mute.
Hello, Dragon. Hello, everyone. This is Antoinette.
Antoinette, we got Antoinette on the phone.
Antoinette with the real internet. Antoinette, like
internet. Hi, Antoinette. Hello, how are you?
Hey,
earlier you had said that Biden's wife died on 95. She did not die on 95. She died on a country road that was
No, not me. I said she died on 95. I said that whoever went across I-95 would be getting. And somebody mentioned his wife died on some type of by a dump truck. I said, yeah, it happened to a dump truck here.
But the mushroom house was right down the street. It wasn't even what you would consider a block. It wasn't even
right.
A block away.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, at that time, there was no street signs or anything there. No traffic lights at that intersection where she died at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, because I said 95.
From that area, so
yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. That's, either way, the accident did happen was an accident. So, but my thing is, he has had accidents, but these accidents that we've seen, I can't imagine nobody going across. What I'm talking about going across. You wouldn't want to go across. Nobody in their right mind would think about
95 and going, but see, that two-way highway that she died at, right at that corner, it was bad during that time because you had people coming from Pennsylvania, coming into Delaware, and they would speed coming down that hill.
Well, most people would think about this, too. Was that a sacrifice? Even though we didn't know about them at that time, that was this prevalent of a thing. I mean, because he uses it a lot for his campaign, and most people do feel heartbroken about it, but it's just tragic. But the same token, his policies is just outrageously unbelievable for that amount of years of being in politics. To have him
right.
be...
Right, rich sacrifice.
I mean, he's saying all this stuff today. I mean, he elected black folks after, you know, pretty much putting us in place for most of his career. I mean, he stopped the first black Supreme Court justice. I don't see how anybody could not understand that this is all rhetoric. And then to say that he for blacks, we getting bombarded by his immigration policy alone. If nothing else hurts us, would be the immigration policy alone would be the most devastating blow to black America. I mean, being that we are second. Do y'all know also that we second in millionaires, everybody growth? In America, I was telling Ray this, and you can comment after that. After, you know, black folks really are. I did a program. We're the highest slaves on the planet. There's nobody better than us. No matter why you much complain about the white man, you the second highest slaves on the planet. If you want to go with that premise, now how do you explain that? How do you explain being the second highest paid slaves on the whole earth, and we still can't seem to put it together? Something ain't right. It's either we following something wrong. So I'm
distracted by the dumbness.
Yeah, but after that,
don't know economics. Don't know economics.
We talking about because religion plays a very important part of this too.
I'm not saying that she is.
No, we know.
Because you just hit it.
Everybody put yourself on mute. I'm talking to Antoinette. Don't jump in. Let me finish talking to her before you make a comment. That's how we're going to play this. Antoinette, what's your thoughts on how that's a very prominent state? Is Biden beloved there still, like really beloved in that state in your estimation?
I think it's 50-50, the way how it's always been.
Okay, makes sense to me. So 50-50 is like, okay, flip a coin. So I'm saying to myself, if it's 50-50 in his own state, what's the likelihood of what you heard Gerald Ford say? You think he going to, some people say he's going to get knocked off. So, that's the only way we can see a female president. Everybody seems to want a female president. That would be like the next best thing in America that ever could happen in the minds of people. So what you think about that?
Well, we had one for, 90 minutes when he was under anesthesia.
Just 90 minutes. That was nothing. We talking about a damn...
No, but, I mean, she was still the first black president.
Yeah. Well, that could be a start. Yeah, 90 seconds. Yeah. So if she becomes that, which didn't do
90
much,
minutes, not 90 seconds.
Yeah, 90 minutes, 90 seconds, same thing. She didn't do anything. But I'm saying, if she had to do a policy, and she had to like take over. Would y'all feel comfortable with? I asked the question for all y'all today. Would y'all feel comfortable if this scenario actually takes place?
No, I don't feel comfortable with any of them. I don't trust any of them. Republican,
okay.
Democrat, I don't trust none of them.
So you definitely don't trust that. Okay, we should say I don't trust her ass. Okay, but go ahead, Doc. You've been doing some great shows, especially Wednesday. You did the Marvin Gaye tribute. What's next on the list? We got so many people out there that's like, wow.
I don't know. I've been communicating with Smokey Robinson, so we'll have to see.
Well, when you let that happen, baby, we can make sure that's going to be a high run there. But that's Smokey, because Smokey looks like, I have to say this, I hope he can take jokes, but he sure looks pretty good. Somebody drinking some, or he got the best plastic surgeon in the history of Motown. I mean, that dude looked young. He looked younger than me. I said, damn. Please get Smokey Robinson on.
I'm asking,
but
I mean, the only thing
I can do
is ask.
Yeah, hey, that's it. And get all of them, Chris Weston, to help, because we need. I would love to hear his doctor, because that is amazing.
Boom,
he looks beautiful.
Whose side?
I say I would love to hear Smokey Robinson's side of, because he looks so young. I like, who his doctor, because we need him bad. He looked younger than all of us. I'm like, shit.
Well, Dagon, you can't ask those kind of questions.
Yes, you can. I would love to say, Smokey,
you
look great. You look great, Smokey. I don't know who you got, but I'd be able to say where he'll laugh. Because you look unbelievable. Hey, Brother Eddie been on talking some good stuff. Got a book out. We need to get that. Hey, check out Brother Eddie's book. Number Man for sure. And maybe get him on here to promote it up there and give some recognition, because we have had some lot of good people on this program, and due to you too as well, bringing so many on there as well. Want to make a statement before we take some more calls? What you want to say?
No, somebody just joined us on Wednesday. And, you know, that's all. I'm just, you know, watch and see what happens.
Yeah, this is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it, because midterms is coming. And all you out there, I say, I don't care if you vote or not. It doesn't make a difference to me what you do. It's the fact that you're still going to be affected by it regardless. The energy does not supercate you because you didn't participate. Actually, that's part of the plan, non-participation, because they know that simple things will win this. They make you think it's hard, like you got to go through Ukraine to get freedom. That ain't designed by the Republic. That's why the Republic had a different constitution. And black folks was there. I'm so sick of people saying indigenous people ain't there. That's just ridiculous. Don't know your history thinking. Because we was there, especially in Delaware, especially in Virginia, in South Carolina, North Carolina, and, of course, good old Florida. But then the New York State, y'all, come on, Pennsylvania, all them high-level blacks did all this stuff that were they used as Hans, or were they the ones that this was all about? That's the question we're going to ask ourselves. Are we supposed to get a reward for this? Is this a biblical reward? After 400 years, we get female rulership. Is that what we've been promised? We're going to find out in a minute. Let me get some more calls.
If we have another election.
Now, hey, you just said it. If we talk the way we talk it on here, I think they might have more intelligence here than we have. They probably say, oh, these black folks figured this out. Now we got to figure out another way. Because they see that we might kill this dude. 3274. Welcome to the Helios. It's about to get hot. It ain't even 12 o'clock yet.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go. Gonna get hot. I told you. As soon as I said gonna get hot as you, brother. I told you. It's my brother right here, Brother Ray. Go ahead. You've been hearing us so far. Give us what you're thinking and how we can salute to this.
Well, first of all, I think that with all the information that's being given, that we are to understand what it means for us, for black people, and that we need to get ourselves organized so that we can take our rightful place when this system comes down, and it is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down because it's a corrupt system from the top to the bottom, and it's not irrespectful of party. both parties, the corrupt part, I'm concerned. And we've allowed the corporation to take over the country and run it the way they want to run it. And it's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So in my opinion, if we organize ourselves to be a government in waiting, have everything that we need from a president to a general to a secretary of state to a treasurer, everything that we need to run our nation, I think once we concentrate on organizing ourselves and coming away from these people, they've never done right by us, and they won't, because they're not our people. We seem to be forgetting the so-called New World Order that is taking, it is in motion now, but it will not succeed. It is going down. And I believe that if we organize ourselves and be prepared when it does come down, as Dick Gregory used to say, just get out the way, Ray. Don't get involved in their squabble. That's the white man's fight. Let them fight. And when they finish fighting and killing each other off, be prepared to take charge and run a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that's just my whole take of this whole thing. Yes, we've gone through a lot. We've learned a lot as we've come through this whole system. We thought at one point that it was for all of us and that these people were going to be fair and just and all of that. And they're none. They're neither fair nor just. The only just they have is just for them and not for others. So, you know, it's a fact that there are 198 countries. I've told you before, there are 198 countries that have come together, and they're sick and tired of this white American and these Europeans coming into their countries, killing their leaders and taking over their natural, taking their governments and taking over their natural resources. And we've talked to leaders in other countries. We started this drum call, as you know, over a year ago, February a year ago, and it has now gone around the world for people who understand the significance of the drum and how our ancestors used the drum to communicate with one another and how they used the drum to communicate with the creator of this universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. And it works, and it's working. That's why you see 198 countries coming together. That's why you see all these battleships out in the Pacific and in the Atlantic prepared to attack this country because of these white folks, these demons who've been running this country. So it's time for us, and I believe that we as a melanated people have the key, have the power, and all we have to do is organize ourselves. Forget them. Forget them. Nothing that they've done has been right for us, no matter what they say. They speak with a forked tongue. We know who they are. So, you know, that's my take on this whole thing. Let's get ourselves organized. We know what's coming. Are we prepared with food? Are we prepared with water? You know, when we went down to challenge the state county government about this water supply, when we forced the antennas to be taken down in Dade County, that was years ago. We forced them to take it down. But then they came back with our people.
They came back. With our people. Yeah. I'm gonna do something. I was there. I keep saying it's strange that we hold certain people unaccountable because they had to have it where they could either spill it. But let's hear this drum thing. I'm gonna make sure everybody. This is what we talked about.
Can I say one more thing, Dragon? Hold on.
Brother Ray kicking it like that. Now let's go back to. I said that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, but I wanted to get that vibration out. That's what we.
That's okay. You found my drum roll.
Yep. I found them.
I want to know if anybody knows how to set up a web page, if you could please contact Brother Ray or myself, because we have one. I just don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And again, it's going to be talking in this type of thing of technology, basically Zooming and people getting on stream to do it either. It's the whole Zoom meeting. Those of you in different areas of drumming of your area, just create a drum group through Zoom and play it, because that's one of the things during this pandemic when it kept us into the house. This technology was ready for us when it was over with. So now we can Zoom through there. And that's for young people today. You got to get them involved. I told Brother Ray, I said, this generation is different. They're about to come out. Once the NFL and them get these contracts together, you will be getting the NFL experience with the glasses. That will be your new ticket. Your new tickets would be in the future.
All tied in with the metaverse.
All tied in with the metaverse. Yeah. That's where we're going. That's where the generation is.
Let me say this. The main thing is how do we react to what's going on? How do black people, melanated people on the planet react? What you heard was the Japanese drum. Those are the Japanese who are drumming. But we've got people all over the world and they're different rhythms, but they all speak to the creator. We got the African drummers, we got Cote d'Ivoire, we got Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone, we've got Brazil, Venezuela, other countries where people are oppressed people who are being oppressed by the same ideas, the same takeover governments are fighting back. But they're fighting
Here, again, I agree with you on this, but I'm only going to go by, y'all talk to me on the line. You got the lines on. Let's get this conversation rolling hot. I'm not saying that the people coming over here, the drumming is all, because music bring us together for years. I've seen the Chinese people when I was little kids playing the drums and doing gymnastics back in Buffalo days. So I know they were bringing them over here and we got used to seeing them. But when I have at this age now, I'm thinking, okay, music has always bridged most groups. Most countries will let you play in their country. The question we got is economic. Okay, you love us musically, but economically, if I only come to your place to eat, you don't come to mine, then, you know, there's going to be a bridge gap, even though if we play the drums together. That's why I'm just looking at it as economic. Something's missing. Drumming is something that I look at as universal.
Well,
everybody got it. And other people are listening. These people come over here, they do not, for some strange reason, act like they hate America. They'll tell me how
they
much they love them.
I'm only talking about us. Those of us who were born, raised, who our blood, sweat, and tears are in the soil of this country. We fought for this country. We built this country. When are we going to come together and take back what has been taken from us? And if we don't come together and organize ourselves, we'll never take it back. They will continue to bring people in to boost up their side. That's what they did here in Miami. They bought
100,000
people. I agree, but it's not going to be everybody. It's only going to be a small handful. And guess what? We're not all in the same place, neither.
You in the same area. Ray, this is what I try to tell y'all. Y'all got to tell y'all story, and then you see how the connection worked with this thing. Because you're saying we all need to hear. Your era, most of the neighborhoods was predominantly black at the time you started your, trying to rehabilitate me, including my days. These areas that used to be predominantly black ain't even predominantly black no more. So you already don't have the same neighborhood that you started your agenda in, because your agenda has been gentrificated to the 80th power now. So now I'm saying to myself,
my neighborhood now is Mexican. Used to be all black for the past 40-50 years.
I want you to listen to everybody too, because you in Miami, but Miami is so gentrificated now, it's impossible for the black folks to even claim too much of anything unless it's a celebrity.
It's our fault.
I know it's our fault. You never heard me blame the white people like most of that generation. I said it's our fault. The white folks could not possibly do this without our people being participants at the highest level.
And they couldn't.
It's impossible.
And they could not have done it if we were organized people.
We keep saying we're not organized. All I'm trying to get you to see too with me is, and those listen to me, the groups that did this was these groups called the NAACP, the Urban League, SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership, and the Black Caucus. Now, which one do we tackle first to see who had the most damaging effects? Once we do that, and I find out, my God, it's the ones who in the Black Caucus was the most damaging because they had to know that the money was coming in a direction unless they followed procedure.
And who was funding all those organizations?
That's my point. So I'm saying, here we got to say that from the very conception of this idea of the NAACP, Urban League, SCLC, Southern Christian Leadership, all that stuff.
All of those organizations that you call were established by the enemy. They were all established by white folks
but
and finance.
You have to listen.
They were all financed and controlled and owned by the enemy. We did not put our own money up and organize and finance our own movement and stand up on our own 2 feet. And that's what we're calling for now. If you don't do it now, you will be wiped out.
Okay,
they
I'm
killed
gonna say
Dr.
This.
King and everything died.
That was a wake-up call. Now, you in that era. Remember I told you, Brother Kwame, all you the elder statesmen, all I'm saying is y'all in that era, and I love these conversations because this gets to show you the time travel. Okay, if you were in that era, you thought all those groups was good too until you got to a certain age. Once you got to a certain age, look what the drop was. You had to like be denounced by these groups. Otherwise, you're gonna take because now you are caught up to their rhetoric and saying it's over. So you now castigated amongst the same groups that you promoted for so many years. So then you gotta say yourself that this is where these problems coming in because now these groups are still in power. It's hard to get anybody through the black community, no matter where you at, without going through some type of church. Some reason
why
they
don't
show up. Well said, brother. Well said.
You got a powerful group listening to you right now. But the question is, what are you doing? Are you still talking about that? Are you organizing to deal with it? How come we're not in the streets talking about what's happening? What happened in Overtown this weekend when they kicked all these people out of their homes because the Senate Carthagians who owned the buildings, the Jews who owned those buildings, went up on their rents to the point where they can't pay.
Right.
Where the food prices are going up so high that people can't eat.
We told the people. And we're not at
no,
the event.
No.
You talking to the choir.
You are
we was
leader.
At the event. We was at the event. I was at the event. You was not at the event. I was at the event at that homeowner that they just had when we brought Brother Esquire on there. And they told black folks and everybody else who was Spanish folks in that building, they said, in that meeting, they said, we're going to bring back these laws and so forth. What we do, we go and tell you. If I could tell you something and you ain't going to listen, that's another story. If I told everybody
the
world.
The point is, if you were at that meeting and you did not come back out and organize our people to go to the street and go down and
fix. Okay, you're telling me you're going to organize. Wait, let's talk about.
Call a meeting. Call a meeting of
Ray, you've been doing this for years.
Call a meeting of your listeners. In every city
that
we live
all over
in,
the country.
We are under
They're
attack.
They're all over the country.
And
we're
under attack all over the country as well.
Well, Dr. Claude Anderson, which is in your age group, that's why I get on y'all so much. Your age group told us, and I give him credit, he said, we are third class. I respect that. A man warned us. He can't do so much. He tried to organize. We joined him. He couldn't stop our stupidity.
Right.
Our stupidity is so ingrained. Our stupidity is so ingrained. Think about it. Dr. Clark came right here to Florida. You was there, and I spoke to him just like you did, and he said to me and you that, hey, you can't get these people.
Dr. Clark used to be on my board of directors. He used to be on my board of directors right here, okay? And we put plans together to make a difference. But if our people don't come together and finance their own cause, their own
I'm just telling you the same thing you're saying to me. Same thing you're saying to us is the same thing you had to go through. Now, Dr. Carl Anderson is still alive. Still alive, just like
yes,
you are.
Yes, he is.
I'm not about what you talk to. I'm asking about our people. Our people is, how do we take these people that you claim? Now, many of us on this phone right now don't blame white folks like your generation wants to keep blaming. I think to myself, if you keep telling me the white man, hold on, if you keep saying the white man, and then I'll find out the Chinese owning all the real estate,
that's
somebody
because we haven't
to
done
me.
Our job, brother.
Well,
they have
I,
not
I
done
agree.
Our job.
I agree. Let
hey,
me get
hey, Brother Ray, drop bone.
Let me get, I agree. I just don't want the people.
Y'all know how to get the black people out. Just say you got some free fucking ham hocks or some shit, or liquid slide or some bullshit. You be putting that in the wrong on it, man.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
And
that's
give them a free gas card.
That's where I'm at with our people. I see enough of our people that ain't going to work no more. That philosophy is pretty much going to be have to be done. Because think about it. I'm going to take some more calls. Hey, we want to hear from you too, everybody. It's all over America. It ain't just what we talking about. Your area getting it. This area getting it. Who getting what? How many people getting $400,000? Remember the man said about reparations? Now, I could only go so far and tell somebody, didn't Biden say he's going to give the reparations to some immigrants and I got to go to work and argue with people at work that look black like me? That's how you know where we at by just talking
and
to
the LGBTQ community also. Let's talk about
right.
giving them reparations also.
Right. So you're going to tell me I'm supposed to keep listening to a group of our people who are really believing this? That's going to be hard to do. 09-0925. 09, I'm going to hear from you. Do we still keep believing this?
Hey, what's going on, Drive Home?
What's up? Good show. I appreciate you, man, as always. Everybody on this line, I appreciate it.
Sean Caddy. Yeah,
let's go, Brother
Caddy.
Let's go ahead, brother.
I sent a video clip of the Obama invitation to the White House because they were doing a play on words. And what came to mind is like, well, Obama never served as vice president.
Right.
And they went before that, and Obama called Biden vice president, and it said he was about to say Vice President Harris, but he stopped and went in with the laughter.
Uh-oh.
So it's a double play of words.
Right.
And Kamala Harris, she married this man, Imhoff, the Jewish guy, in 2014. So the kids is not even her kids.
Right.
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 And her mother's Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we looking at now?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, if something happened to Biden, Obama can easily be put in as vice president.
Check
and
that
he can
one out.
Have, we call it removed, and he can come in as president. So,
I like that one. Very good. See, kind of
wow.
Like that, because I like that one. That's even deeper. Because think about it. He did make this blunder. And, it's a good one there. And also, they just shrugged. That's what made me think they're going to get rid of him, because they just shrugged him off the whole day. So, go ahead. Keep going. Look, you got more. Give me some more time on that one. That's deep there. I like that. That could be easily infiltrated. Go ahead.
And the thing with the immigration, like I said, they already talked about 100,000 plus Ukrainians coming over here. So it's so more so of a, and they said they wouldn't let the men out. So most of these immigration, as I said before, are the so-called terrorist groups to one to keep down the so-called patriots who's going to rise. So that's why they're doing these things and putting out this money. So it's a military budget is what Biden's talking about.
A military budget. Wow. Mm,
and Trump.
Go ahead.
President Trump, it's going to come a time where you're going to see Obama and Trump face to face.
Face to face.
I always knew since the beginning the abomination of a nation was going to be here. And I still say that one worked for the other. So the real power, the one who's sitting in the seat right now, is you already seen him there. Like the whole administration is already from him, and you know, so it's already sitting there in play.
Yeah.
And another thing too, got to understand if they keep saying it's 400 years, it's an illusion. We got to get past because not the 400 years. But the fact that this country became a nation in 1776, then that means that the Constitution was a nation of the Iroquois Nation, was the Native American black man and black women of this nation.
What's up? 1779. Let's go. That's a Mason term.
No problem.
1779 is when America was is recognized as a country. And so
right, and right there, what you said is correct. So, but 1619, they still haven't gave you no history of that account of time up until mm-hmm. when they be called a so-called nation.
Well, they had to be black folks at the black folks at the charter because they got it from Morocco. And at that time, the Black Guard was in charge of Morocco. Look it up, everybody. I ain't making this up. It's called the Black Guard. They was the unbelievable army, and they allow America to travel through the Mediterranean.
Now, you was correct when saying about the Moors being navigators, because, first of all, navigators are the ones who control the ships, the Slavic ships. So when they come in over here to a port and they become an immigrant, they have to be recognized by a nation to be called immigrants, because you would be just stowaways if you ran into a country that's not even a nation.
Right.
You couldn't call yourself an immigrant because they show you the process now. Immigration process.
Yeah.
Black people are this nation. So, I mean, like I said,
I'm getting everybody out there. Hold on. I got everybody out there. I want you to listen with me because, you know, y'all's connection. Now, Brother Ray is living icon. Now, I was trying to tell him when he do his memoirs, because he needed to do them, the time frame that he seen this all happen. Because he was around trying to get Nelson Mandela and them over here in South Florida because of a lot of that stuff. But now that we got to analyze what he went through, we kind of see some enemy things that happened that could only happen with Judas Caesar. So Judas Caesar was always in the mix, because they got one for everybody. So obviously it transcends the color gang, but being that we're dealing with our people. So these people that we claiming that was, you know, really the worst people, come to find out they was doing trade with the people already on the continent to get the trade going. You got to have a connection on the continent that you're doing the trade with. And that's how come the Sultan and them was so rich, and they rich today from this slave trade. Now it's sex trade. It never stopped. Slavery has never stopped, everybody. If you think slavery has stopped, honestly, you still oblivious to what slavery is. Slavery ain't never stopped.
And Disney been busted out for the past few weeks talking about the employees was involved in human trafficking. But like I said, what's being done about it?
No, because it ain't nothing being done about it, because our people love Disney.
There you go.
That's what's happening.
And
no
ESPN and Marvel.
Right. Because we can see, but see, us on this line see light in different light. That's why I say, that's why it means ain't a lot of people going to be involved with the so-called transformation. That's why the New World Order don't care about many people. That's why I keep telling y'all, somehow this thing about this story is really a real story, because you don't need a lot of people to get somewhere. You really
right.
don't. You don't need a whole mass of people. You don't need them.
Yes, sir. Also, you got to take in a recollection of all these people that took them jabs when they cranked that 5G up.
Right.
You're sure enough, our numbers going to shrink.
Right. Now, that's what I keep saying. I did not tell y'all this because somebody told me, like Brother Ray used to tell me, and I found out before. Brother Ray, I just been telling people, and I felt it helped me live through life, because you ain't delusional. You all going to go through crazies, but to know that you see that what's going on, and the average person don't even know who was elected last night that going to make a difference to any court case that happened to them. You could get hurt on the job. And because you put that you're a woman and you decide you get a better rate as a man, you could put, I'm a man now, on the damn application.
And the pedophiles.
And the pedophiles. Pedophiles now.
She has voted way below the average or the sentence guideline. She more than 50% of the time
50%.
She has voted
lower than the
mandatory sentence guideline.
I got them
so
all
the pedophiles are ready. Pedophiles are ready.
Yeah. Now,
who's
this,
not to say that she was put on that Supreme Court to neutralize Clarence Thomas? Didn't he?
Right.
Wasn't he sick like a few weeks ago or something like that?
He was sick a few weeks ago, but he refused himself. He recused himself. To put this out there, so y'all know a lot of stuff we talk about on him. He recused himself because his wife somehow was a part of the January 6th thing, where she gave some money to these groups that was supposed to be for the Constitution, which is perfectly legal if you got money and want to promote shit. That's what y'all, Brother Ray, was just saying. See,
right.
Now, if we was to promote our own agenda, then you would have to trust people with your money, everybody.
And this is where they got black folks at. Scared to give.
That's when you hold people accountable. That's when you hold people accountable for their actions. And if you select from among you who will represent you and who will handle your money, you hold them accountable. We know we can't hold these white folks, these people who are running this country accountable. They got all the guns and everything else that they need. But I'm saying we need to start looking at solutions. And if we held our money, like I always say, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Do not continue to spend your money with the enemy and empower him with your finance. We can do our own thing. We can put our own money together.
They're getting ready to change up the money anyway. So even if we held on to it, we getting ready to transition into Bitcoin. Now, what we should have been trying to do, what we should have been trying to do is establish some kind of currency of our own besides, you know, the regular, our own currency.
Now, Bitcoin,
but that's what they have out there. They have a lot of black people is into cryptocurrency, NFT. I mean, a lot of them. This is where they're making their money at. They're telling us that we need to get involved in this because they are changing everything over to this new system. It used to be
Apple Coin.
Now you got to buy cryptocurrency.
Well, how many
money
is it?
Whatever.
Black people coin is guac coin. Go to guac
coin. But how many people are generating their paychecks in different entities that they have because it's not being talked about because we're in the infant stages of us transforming into this new type of currency. So basically, this is like a chance for everybody to try to jump on the ship, but then are we jumping on a ship that's going to sink based on the Biden just put in a federal mandate that if something happens, he could go straight to crypto.
But
hoping some of these young brothers like Brother D and Tutmos and the other guy that Ramon them. I hope they call in, man, and start talking this stuff up, man.
Because they could talk. All I'm saying is FedCoin, and they the ones send me the information. FedCoin.
Can I say something
Hold on, brother.
If you can
FedCoin, but that's a whole different technology that you talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, but if you understand what Muammar Gaddafi was doing,
we do. He's dead.
He was creating a African
a gold currency, stand currency.
Gold, which was gold back, and that's why they murdered him.
That's why he's dead.
But everybody's scared. Everybody's scared of death. Y'all scared these people gonna kill you because you're standing up.
All our people were saying is, but all our people who we look up to, which is where I keep telling you, this is why we're in this predicament. The Farrakhan got there. He said his little stuff about Gaddafi, but he ain't trying to stop nothing. Haiti, who's supposed to have diplomatic control of Africa, they dropped Haiti off of the African Union the same year they killed Gaddafi. And then they do all these things. And then we listen to a lot of people tell us, okay, this was happening. But then we find out, though, that's not really what happened. These people don't even think the way we think here in America. If a Haitian or anybody that you used to save come over here now, they are only and still caring about Haiti. Practically, these 80% of them still care about their homeland. They only here to get the money to send over there. Now, you tell me, isn't that a different mindset than the indigenous people who already say that we've been here? If somebody keep coming here from different countries and they seem to be getting government benefits, and then we go to the groups like the NAACP, that these are groups that our people have been brainwashed to go to.
You keep calling these white organizations. Those are white organizations.
But they might be, but this is a
control.
Group that got interest
where,
over
where
our
is
people.
Your organization? What is your organization? What do you organize to deal with these problems that you see? And that's all I'm saying. We know what's going on.
So you want me to do the same game you play? And let me ask you a question. Being that you play the same game, they're doing it. You said, let's do that. We don't have how many organizations that you produced that actually was good ones? But you don't have the same people like myself come. And the problem is because we dealt with the people we said was not, should not. We mainly went through churches. Because churches, you think
you keep going back to that. Listen.
I'm just going back to reality. I'm going back to the church because that's where people are at.
Now, if we start a group, it's a bunch of black
groups.
But
where are you?
Where am I?
Where are you? Where are you? Where
do you want me to? Where do you, our people is your people. The question is, we right here. We still living. And I told you what I was going to do.
Well, then
I'm
organize. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're on
an air
now.
Organize.
You at an age that you, but you at an age, Ray, that you got to realize your way was good, but it ain't the same way no more. It's like, I don't have to even go door to door. It's the internet now. If I went door to door to door, what was I going to, what was that game now?
That's because you're following the system. That's because you believe in a system that's rotten.
That's because it's a system that's already
this system is rotten, whether it's the internet or whatever it is.
Did you come through the system? Did you not come through the system? Did you not come through
the system? I didn't
take a dime from the system. Oh, well, hey, well, hold on. I asked you a long time ago. You got something against money. That's your fault. I told you money's a defense. If you could have sued the NAACP and all them, you said no. That's your fault, not mine. I'd have been sued them and got me some money and start, because money begots money when it comes to starting stuff that you're trying to do. Let's get some calls out there. What's your thought? Hold on.
If there's a love of, if you have the love of money, that's on you.
That's
your
money. That's
not you.
I don't have that love of money.
Well, that's why
I know you need
it.
But I say,
it's going all the way.
I say.
I'm just asking y'all questions. Do y'all believe Bitcoin? Bitcoin could be considered a level of money. I'm asking all y'all. If not getting money, able to produce anything? Because without money, what you gonna produce? You gotta have money, right? In my opinion.
You gotta have currency.
Currency. There you go.
Currency.
Okay.
Look
at Hold on. I'm gonna get to the question part. I got enough of y'all opinions already. I want some questions and answers. Y'all always talking about what we all gonna do. What could you possibly do if you, like, a minority in your area? You can only take care of your area, right? So you have to find people within your area.
First of all,
hold on. Let somebody else talk, right?
You're not a minority. You're a minority.
Okay, right. Are we a minority in Dade County? That's a fact of fiction. Are we a minority in Dade County right now?
We were not a minority in
Ask the question, Ray. Are
we
a minority?
Of the
so you don't want to answer.
When
you don't
we
answer.
Were 80% of the population.
Yeah, let's move on, man.
Let's move on.
Like my brother was saying before, check this out, Drybone. I got this under somebody been vindicated, and it, I already knew there ain't no damn gold in Fort Knox, man.
Right.
There ain't no gold in America. So they fooled America broke, man.
It's bond. $29 trillion.
$32 trillion,
man. So right. So we
so
know that, but that means your tax base is going to somebody else. That's what Ray's saying. All I'm saying is you're not escaping it because of the fact that the way it's set up, it's not set up where we could the black folks you go to in your municipality to go pay these bills are black. So
and another problem, but dry bones, the key question we should be asking, though, regardless of they switch this money over, who's going to control it?
Right.
That's the thing. If you're not controlling your own currency, whatever it is, it don't even matter. That's what the problem is. We need to control your own shit. And this is the whole thing of this new world takeover now. They want to control everything. You won't own nothing. How do you fight
that?
How do you fight that?
Especially
the
digital currency,
man. But how do you fight
right.
that?
Organize,
but how do you organize something, Ray, when you keep saying organize? You've been saying for so many. Organize, well, how can you organize something when the people are so magnificently separated? This is why I said, can these bones live, son of man? Because if we're looking at the analysis of how our people are thinking right now, you got all these blacks in power. We're the second millionaires in the whole. We don't even got a debate no more. Black folks are the richest entities in America. How are we going to keep this, the white man and the white man's job?
$1 trillion plus.
We have farmers here. We got farmers here. Growing food. Do we buy our food from these farmers? Do we bring them into our
community?
Can they get the trucks to us? We organize
We're talking the same game that we've been saying for years. That's why because we got enough rich people in here that this talk should have been gone a long time ago. If you're a $1 trillion entity, then we're buying something wrong. The rich folks don't want to, they got their cake,
so they say, damn the rest of the crew. That's the whole problem.
Let's give everybody a chance. Give everybody a chance. Could be getting hot. Sister, go ahead. We give everybody 2 minutes.
I want to take people down memory lane. When a slave was released,
They ain't have no electronics. They ain't have no organizations. They came out of being not only today, we are mentally slaves to the Democrat Party, okay, and to the CNN and to the fake COVID.
The
slaves
became
free. They didn't have no electronics. They didn't have no gathering. What they had in their mind was, first of all, they were truly free, and second of all they wanted was a piece of opportunity, and third of all, they didn't want to be no fucking victims. They didn't want to be victims, okay? The Democrat Party wanted everybody to be victims. What they wanted was a piece of the American dream. And what did they do? They became the richest, independent, successful, black people in their era.
In this era right here, can still compete.
And they became the House Senate, a black man 12 years after slavery.
Yeah.
So
let's get to that point. Let's free ourselves. Because we got people there. See, that's the thing is, I hear everybody talking. It makes sense. It's all about putting it into plurality. Our people is in the very essence of the whole story. From the time they made the charters and all that other shit. That's not, if these people, Senecas, all of them had, they were copper color, nappy head, curly head, just different type. Same thing you'll see today. Now, I'm trying to figure out why are you excluding yourself out this picture to say you want some African people that did not give you a charter. Morocco did. Then you want all this other stuff to be attached to that. And then you get no benefit from attaching yourself to that. That means you was attached falsely to something. Now, if you attach yourself to the Republic land, that's why we always talk about the Republic, then you will be like, oh, this is ours. This is us. Then you will get politically involved. And the only place you will get politically, you got to see something that's similar to what you're seeing. If you see the Democratic Party as for Republic, then something ain't right with you. If you see the Republican Party, at least you see a beacon of something that was in there, somewhat corrupted, but then that's where your light come into. And you don't have to be Republican. You just have to know independently you can go into that if you want to. That's best beneficial to you. Ray keeps saying about the black folks was one of the richest groups in America up until this day. And the only reason why you ain't rich today is because the Boule black elite is in cahoots, been in cahoots, and will not stop being in cahoots because they just like they didn't say nothing to you, brother, when you was on top of that thing. They know class system. Class system
right.
In America
is money. And brother, they never opened up that free man's bank. And the brothers took all those silver certificates, them Buffalo soldiers took all them greenbacks, put that shit in what they call a free man bank, got up to $56 million and heisted all them goddamn certificates. So you on top
of
that.
Wow. A lot of white folks, yeah. They say the white folks stole that money, man.
No.
Don't say white folks. Don't say white folks. Say them other charters, those fraternities, those gangs.
Yeah, fair.
But
when you brainwash like we are to be only saying one person is your enemy, and you know you got a household in your own household. A bunch of enemies in your own household, and you're going to tell me I'm supposed to just concentrate on one group all my life.
The Rothschilds, man.
Yeah, it's the only group in the world.
The Kazarian bankers.
It cannot be one group. It could be 13 families.
Then
they
mean
interracially. Then they interracially going together.
Drop on. Hold up. Let's slow this thing down now. It was three constitutions. The one that the indigenous people had. And then that one is 1778 or whatever. And now we're in the third constitution. The third constitution is the one with the international bankers come over here with this damn money.
That's a fact, though. That's not a constitution. It's a fact.
Federal Reserve is an all-seashore pirate corporation.
Congress only comes to mind. It's not part of
And who was running the Congress? Who was running the international bankers came over here, man?
That was 1913.
But that's when they came up with paper money. They came up with paper money in 1870, man.
All right.
Okay, so that's right there with everything.
Y'all gonna make me have to do what I tell you. That's what I gotta do. Y'all just refuse. I say, chill out. Let other people talk. I ain't going to go through that. Now, let me get some new calls. Let me go down to 350-45. There you go, bro. Got you.
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
Yep, got you in there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Overlooking this story, this overall story in history of what the sojourn is in America, man, is that there's been a lot of lapse, you know? There's a lot of lapse in historical reflection, considering the conditions that really improved for the past 50-plus years. There's been a lack of really accountability from leadership, you know? And it's to the point right now we can't even utter the word, it's time for us to get together anymore now. Nah. Now he's going to have to be branching off into circular small groups, you know, and put a plan in place and let everybody else see your success, you know. Like, for example, you got this bill that just passed, I mean, that's Biden signed the infrastructure bill, right? Has anybody really went and broke it down to see where you can get some advantages? For example, you have a lot of small black towns that pretty much almost abandoned. But there's some incentives in that bill that if blacks were to put a plan together, they can go back into these small towns and actually revitalize them and begin to now build a new Zion. For example, you know, there's some allocations of funds to improve these, bring these towns into the 21st century, right, where they're talking about putting billions into them. Why you think Ford went to that, found that little black town in Tennessee, and about to put about $2 to $5 billion in there, right? Because they're going to get some major tax breaks. Those properties are so cheap, dirt cheap, you know. And I got to say this: forget about these so-called multi-millionaire blacks that are supposedly in the new millionaire class. These are athletes. Most of them are athletes and entertainers who have already been marginalized and controlled from their financing, which is also in the hands of the dominant class. So then they're not going to really put that money towards any use.
Well, yeah, but
so
that
forget
one,
about
the,
them
the,
coming
the,
together
the, but the one,
for
oh,
anything.
There's one I've seen. I think y'all sent to me or somebody sent. It was dealing with people's the developer. It was dealing with these entrepreneur blacks, and that's how I got the statistics. I started looking it up, which y'all sent, and I looked it up, and I found out black folks are the biggest millionaire-based group in America right now being developed. I mean, the most.
Yes.
So I said, wow.
Yeah.
So I looked at it. It wasn't just athletes because they took the athletes off because the athletes is your typical ones you think of first. These are the ones that don't get no airplay, don't get no media coverage, but they in the mix.
They're behind the scenes.
They're behind the scenes.
The statistics was finally pushed to kind of also help the buyback movement that seemed to have just kind of like lost traction. But it did begin, and at that point, that was a motivating factor to kind of pad the data to infuse movement. But at the present time, man, that has stalled majorly because there's no major controlling or any control of any sectors. You go back to the same fields of real. Mm-hmm. Some of them are real estate agents, some of them are investors, but once again. Still marginalized, but like I said, go back to that infrastructure bill. You're going to see that, for example, they're moving forward with this electrical vehicle program.
Yeah.
That's a major part of the infrastructure bill. A lot of these small black towns are abandoned by our educated elites, but they're still salvageable in terms of that. You still have the small remnants of groups that are still trying to maintain those towns. But if we were to apply a strategy to go back into these towns, repossess these properties, repossess these lands,
repossess these farms. That makes sense.
You know?
No doubt about
it. That's not being discussed.
But they're saying that the bill don't really help. There's only out of the $1.8 trillion that came to the that he signed, less than 10% actually is going to help buildings, roads. But he only gave like $40 million to Michigan.
Oh,
that's not going to help all the pipes in the country.
Like that
so that
bridge,
that deal
bridge
is for their green
deal. The green deal. So the bridge collapse. Remember the bridge?
There's major. Like I said, these are all written in, and that these funds once applied for are made available.
Now
you have to set up the process.
Everybody got an opinion. Okay, these funds. Now let's go with the PPP thing. They arrested how many people down here for the funds supposed to be for COVID relief? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is...
One in Chicago Bears just went to jail for that.
Yeah, right. They arrested people down here like hotcakes, and a lot of them black. So I'm trying to figure out, I said, well, man, you know, what that make us look like if we get these funds, look at they got us looking, even though I know we ain't the only ones doing this. I know that.
We're the only ones getting caught.
Those
are the individual crooks, well, and negligent
right.
crooks. But yeah, you have others that,
so
that put
that
the white
effect,
suits on the college.
So that will have
they,
effect on the next round of see, my thing is, I know what you're saying. So now you got to be in the loop. Now this is where you got to get in with connection with people. That's what I was telling Ray. If I see a Spanish group doing more to get this agenda across, I'm gonna have to hang with that group, because that group is showing me they want to live. If my group telling me they want to die, they're going to pick a bill that says we're going to give all your kids the power to castrate themselves in school without your permission, which is up for bids. And you think I'm joking. I know you do, but I'm not. So think about that one for a minute. Are we supposed to just, like, go along with this agenda because, what, being organized? I don't know if it takes to be organized, but they are organized people. So do you go to them and skip your people who you claim to be so and connected to? I don't know. I think human preservation is going to kick in. That the group that's doing what I see to be the beneficial factor, I'm going to give money to. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to go to that route. Because if my people talking about, man, that shit ain't real, man. Fuck that. Oh, man. Oh, you full of shit, man. You're a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, yo, and this group saying, no, man, you do this. Put your money right here. It's more safer. What group I'm going to tell? What group I'm going to do it? I may tell only a few of y'all that I could tell, because the rest of y'all going to act like it's a crime. So,
well, that's why we got to select, branch off into small circular groups and put the plan in play, man. That's the only way it's going to have to be done. You know, every state is almost a nation of its own. If you take that, example.
Right? Every state
everybody gets together in the state. Yeah, they can actually organize. All the blacks in Florida, if they're really serious, can organize themselves, right? And set up a structure and go to work as if you are an independent state within the United of States. So
and
is that that pushes, that's the extreme?
And still
yeah, that's the extreme.
Independent
case.
Party. You become the independent party. Say, you know what? I'm taking control. We're gonna let them. You hold a meeting, whatever it takes, internet meeting, whatever it takes. Find who are in that mindset, and then go. Now my thing is, once you do that, don't be surprised. You're gonna find black folks. It ain't gonna be the majority. You're gonna be like, damn, you hope to see some. And that's where it's
mean,
now. You go now, hold on, you go to a Democrat, kill your kids, eat your children rally, we there. Turn your kids into boys and girls, we there. We at that meeting for it. Give yourself a free gas card so we can inoculate you. We are there.
Yeah.
Turn in all your weapons and everything so you can go to McDonald's for a year. We there.
Yeah.
That's where we at. Let's get the car. Hold on. Go ahead. Jump in. I heard
Jarbon.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother D.
What I wanted to comment, you know, I've been doing a little bit more researching.
Right.
The thing is, where we are fucked off at, where we've been fucked off at, we've been warm with each other.
Right.
On a major scale.
Yep.
We've been warm with each other.
Right.
And another thing we've been slapping each other over the head. If you ain't got the smarts, we're going to use your dumb ass, because that's what niggas do. Niggas get over on each other big time when you don't know something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We get over on each other. And see, that's how we all got fucked off in bad contracts. You know, we let our uncle and our dad and the people – you know, you got bullshit family members that'll make a bullshit deal for the whole family.
And that's what was going on back then.
Yeah.
And see, that's it wasn't slavery.
Somebody make a noise.
We were selling each other off.
Right.
We were selling each other work off, like we doing right now. What our parents always say, oh, my God, get up and get you a job. I can't wait till you leave. See, that's what a separation. That's why we got fucked off. We got fucked off for the money, and we got fucked off for being dumb, trying
now,
to be a part of something because that's what people did.
Now, what they do that? People, they do do that. Because I attest to it. They did it. And now what happened now?
To be a part, we wanted to be a part of something different, and our ancestors told us, don't be careful taking on new things from foreign people or just something foreign, period. Be careful because you got to look at the outcome. If you ain't able to see the future in it, stay away from it. And see, that's what we messed up at.
Now we could go a long day with what you just said. The going in on each other. What about the people who are smart and because they smart and want to be friends with the people and the other person? You got people now beating up your kids because they dumb and they being promoted to beat up your kids because they smart. I mean, some things that are coming from home. See, that's why I say these parents that we don't want to give no credit to all that shit. They the one producing these maniacs out here. Ain't no maniac just come
out. Doing 11 year olds out here carjacking people in Chicago. Where that shit come from?
How that come about? These parents be a part of groups. These parents be a part of groups. In direct or indirect, they be a part of groups to where somehow their kid got some type of that bullshit was going on where they don't care about it. It ain't even about that because you got people who come from gang families. You got people who come from mob families. You got people come from church families. You got people come from fag families. You got people from messing with kids families. I'm talking about you got them all
in the family.
Ways, and that's what you're dealing with.
They in the family.
Right,
literally. It be family shit. It don't be just one person.
Right.
It be groups of people, and that's how they are. Just like how they, back in the days, I think that was Chicago or Philadelphia, where all the people who mess with child porn and kids, they go meet up on some street somewhere in Philadelphia or New York, one of them places, before the internet came out. That's how they all mix and mingle. And how the hell I wouldn't have never known nothing about
the
no shit like that.
The village. Yeah, the village. They got people in the village. If the party used to be in these big warehouses. And think about all that stuff is, the way different states live. There's definitely. I remember when we were growing up, before the internet, they would put it on books where they would call different parties in these damn books. And then it got to the internet. Now, look where we at now, what you're saying. So if we progress from what we're saying, from what we've seen in our little childhood life, from books to VHSs to DVDs to now your phone. Your phone is like a neurological connection, everybody.
They got us always figured out. They can get inside our brain. Because
inside our brain.
Constant idle time. We are constant idle time, not actually doing nothing. Even though we working with all the technology, it's not working for us. It's not making you mechanically sufficient to do anything. So that's the handicap
that's because now we become a handicap. And I'm only putting this on there because we're going through the technocratic world that y'all brought it up on yourself. That's why I say it's a battle for your mind. That even if we was to fight back. And do everything we all want to do. It's the simulation now of what war going to be. If you haven't caught up to that yet, you know, it's like almost kind of frightening that you would think they would come in the old way. They won't do that no more. They will send out drones first. First, they're going to bring in these dogs, these robotic dogs. Everybody going to be cool with it. Everybody going to be cool with it and shit. And y'all going to make the dogs going to be cute and going to be running through the neighborhood. Then it's going to be the patrol dog with the cop. And they're going to create, with the infrastructure bill that y'all ain't saying, it's automatically turning us into a wireless society because it's designed for the roads and bikes. Bikes people
right.
are getting more.
But
they
also came
power.
With the defund the police, and just like
right.
in Chicago, it's like we're 30% over the threshold of police. All the police officers are quitting. But that's
quitting.
To usher in the technology, the robots, and
robot.
Everything.
Right.
It's
so
planned.
Get rid of the
drive
police.
On. You see, it's going to be a scenario like the 1984. They just going to put the shit out there, and we going
right. to
start riding like dumbasses. That's
right.
what the fuck going
to
happen.
That's what I'm trying to prevent.
That's what's going
to
happen because
that's
they can't make it work without us making it work.
Right. The prevention
mm-hmm.
is going to happen. How can we devoid a major catastrophe within your own systems of where you're at today? And that's where we're at. And money is a very important part of this, everybody. I mean, it's not the love of money. Money is a defense, according to your own Bible story. Defense, silver and gold, that type of stuff. Cryptocurrency is only going to save a certain amount of people based on how much energy they can harness. You must harness a lot of energy to get crypto. That's why it's near Niagara Falls now. That's where the power plant is at. You know, this is not done by design. You know, they just think this up. Hey, you got to put this in a lot of like a hydraulic, constant energy water reservoir of high power. So this is not just something easy. But I'm going to do this for y'all because I'm going to bring y'all back in. Please keep yourself. We'll bring you in. We're going to ask y'all some questions. We need some questions. We need some answers. Have y'all ascertained the area you're in? Is it what y'all see capable of happening to y'all first? In the ways of the war. But first, you must know your cacophony and everything around us will create absolute madness. This is a fact.
We're now seeing open revolt from the normally submissive, compliant Chinese in response to yet another new lockdown in Shanghai. The city's 26 million residents were initially placed under a 9-day lockdown, but now...
Okay, so that one right there, remember that one. That may be coming to us. This lockdown will be done strategically, based on statistics of where the polling goes, what they may do. That's all I can put. I can't say it's going to happen 100, but just count on this being very much talked about because what Shanghai is doing is setting the stage. Yeah, this is pretty obvious. They're setting the stage pretty obvious right now. And then also, let me find this one for you right quick. This got to be played. This video. This one I got. You got to hear this before it gets too late. And here you go. This got to be heard. The phone. Got to be careful with it now. It's almost being, the new ones will be brought online. It'll be amazing. It'll be telling you what to do.
It has been said that our modern systems of communication are an extension into the external world of man's nervous system. Telephones, telegraph, radio, television, all this network of electronic devices is extending our nervous system in the same way as a wheel extends our feet. But consider, the extension of the nervous system electronically means the end of privacy. The inconvenience of everybody being able to barge in on us by telephone. Double that inconvenience, treble it with the inconveniences you can imagine for a future technology where you would not only have the sound of the person's voice on the telephone but also their visual image. It can be so worked out technically that everybody can be equipped with a little gadget about the size of a pocket watch. On one side there is a dialing system and on the other side there is a little TV screen. And everybody in the world who possesses one of these things has a number. And if you ring it and the number doesn't answer, your friend's dead. Imagine. Because you can't not answer. That would be unethical. That would be inhuman. That would be to advertise yourself as dead. You must answer. Everybody is in touch with everybody else in such a way that it reveals their inmost thoughts and there is no longer any individuality. no privacy. Eventually, after attempting to control your thoughts, you would say, to hell with it. I'll think just the way I feel like thinking. Now, what we're afraid of, you see, is that some power will control all of us by this method. But that power must be the one individual whose thoughts are not public. If the super controller has his thoughts public, then he can't be in that position. If everybody is circuited, so his private thoughts are public knowledge to all his friends and relations and to the controller, but the controller's thoughts are not public knowledge, then you have a system which is a real dangerous kind of dictatorship. In this way, we feel that our individuality depends on our privacy. Insofar, in other words, as electronics is making everybody available to everybody else, we are discovering through technology a state of affairs which in fact has existed all the time. The first thing that human beings created on this planet to communicate with distant points were roads. In the 19th century, we began to go beyond roads because we discovered rails, then wires. The economic world became a network of roads, rails, and wires. But now the fascinating thing is we are beginning to witness a disappearance of all those methods of communication. The railways and the roads have gone to the airplane, and the wires have gone to radio and television. And you will see that as human beings become more technically efficient, that the scars of technology will disappear from the face of the earth. The moment that everybody has his personal hopicopter, there will be no further need of the freeway. And the freeway will break up and grass and moss will grow over it because nobody's traveling it. And it'll disappear back into the landscape. Hooray! And these ridiculous automobiles in which we each travel around and make a nuisance of ourselves. But they will vanish because they simply are not technologically efficient. Because as a matter,
that's where we headed. They're gonna say, "Are we technology efficient?" I just got, and many of you and your jobs will start to see new Microsoft ITware on your computers now, and you will start to witness them actually monitoring your day for you to see if you had a calm day. Just look it up. The company is from Canada. I happen to see it on Dade County, and it's very interesting. So now there is a living organism in the computer. So everybody's in. Let's do it.
Hey, drop.
Let's jump in.
Hey, drop on. Drop on. You hear me?
I hear you.
I got the patent number for everything he said, man. The one for the nervous system, the one for the visual, the one for the hypnotic, where they can put people in trances. Now that's 3130144 77, man. He's right on the money. Only thing I got the patent number for all that. Where they can take your nervous system and how you going crazy, put you in a hit on the trance, go to visual. So, man, he right on the money. But only thing I disagree with him about the early way we had a communication, one of them was Brother Ray with the drums, and another one with the smoke signals. And so I disagree with him on that, with the past, but the future, he right on the money, man. Okay, I could put a sound out with this sound and turn everybody on the line, tell y'all the hypnotic trance right now, man. Okay, but I ain't gonna do it. When you and Brother Ray started doing that, I started to turn this sound on, man. It make everybody act like they got some damn fit. But it's fun to be alive. It's fun to see.
That would have been so funny. We'd have got a bunch of hits on that one. We'd have got a bunch of hits. I'll just stay quiet. Everybody like, oh, shit, it worked. They're the skin shot there. Oh man. Hey, but that's hey, but this is what they saying. Now if they do this with the phone, now you see why the girl won't get off the phone. She's nervous systemly attached.
Mm-hmm.
Men is nervous systemly attached. All you out there who can't stop putting yourself out there, you're attached to this thing, and it's going to be an open book, because what it's saying to you is we're going to bombard ourselves with these rays, and like Ray say, the antenna. She was on 7th Avenue. Now it's all over 7th Avenue because people think you crazy, but they call you crazy because they're saying you're stopping technology. So this technology now is at full stream ahead. I don't know how long we can, you know, be able to be on these shows within the next few years. If these bills go down and these things happen, of course, it's going to be counter-reaction after it happens, which is always chaos and then order. So we got to realize chaos is coming and understand how we can maneuver through this chaos to get into some type of order, because the currency will reset. It's like it's a reset. It's going to reset to something. And it's the people that's going to be called it. The internet or any type of net of help. Again, they're feeding off the elderly. I must make that clear before I bring y'all back in. They're feeding off the elderly. They know the elderly is mostly don't know, and some of the ignorant, because our kids know technology. They only know it in a certain way because our people are giving them technology as babies. They getting laptops as babies. Soon as the baby come out, they got a laptop. I ain't making that up. Y'all seen it. So we saying to everybody out there listening, if this is the way of the future of us giving our kids to technology, then it won't be hard to deal with it. If technology is what we actually feed them, because that's what I'm seeing. What y'all seeing? Y'all on the mic. Let me hear from y'all. Are y'all seeing us feeding them technology on a constant? I see people getting babies a whole bunch of stuff. Most kids at a certain age already got iPads.
Mhm.
So,
yes, they are. Months. They are.
My nephew has one. He's six months and he got an iPad.
Hey, what you say, sisters? You technical children? Y'all heard that?
Yeah,
too?
They in technology.
Yeah,
sorry,
so technical children.
Myself.
Yeah, but you say
you break it up over here, so.
They screaming for the iPad. She gotta go get an iPad.
Hey, drop on. I seen it where these children took their mama pocketbook and got their card number and started ordering shit, man. I'm for Amazon. Look, sure.
See, you gonna tell me we ain't producing? I mean, how would they know? That's a hell of a question. How would these kids know what they know now? Immediately upon coming out of birth, in 2 years they got an iPhone or iPad. Something that they can look at while they drive them in the cars and, you know, the school now teaching off of it, you know. So basically, in 5 to 10 years, 15 years, that's a whole new group of people.
Yeah, they're the upgrades, you know. They're the upgrades. That's all they are. They're the upgrades.
That's what
Under the new system, under the new age.
Right.
You
so
know,
they probably
that's why they had to purge. They're trying to purge as much of us as they can.
Right. Which I find out to be a pretty interesting movie still to this day. How that movie came about under this new leadership type of format. Again, this is all y'all.
They also purging out the history, the stories in the beginning.
Well,
all those stories,
right?
As far as
our people want it.
As far as the slaves and all that stuff goes.
Yes, they want it all gone
because they didn't lie a lot about slavery, but now they're trying to wipe the whole thing out.
They want it all
knowing
gone.
Knowing that
things
was
right.
already here. A lot of the immigrants were white that came over to America. It wasn't black people. It was a lot of white folks from Jewish,
mixing in with the indigenous, mixing in with the indigenous.
They trying to wipe that out, though.
Yeah,
they're trying to wipe all that
out
to start the new sustainable life with technology.
Yeah. Now that's sustainable. That's what the bill now, the Green Deal. And all I'm saying is because these legislative things is going through each state because it's federalized, and your state got the right to denounce it. They got the right to denounce it, but then you don't really need federal funds to sustain yourself, everybody. Every state has its own fiscal records, its own ledgers. It can make its own money. And that's where the states want will fight for their rights for that, because then again, labor comes into play. So I want everybody to realize that black folks is out there, like they say, the farmers out there, whoever in your hood or neighborhood is all I can say you can get to. If they're legible people and they got good policies, but those of our people who don't want to give good customer service, don't want to do the right thing, you know, this is the things you're going to go up against just like any household and family. I want to say this, though, medical. This is coming up, y'all, medical. Now, y'all know they ain't finished with this medical shit. I hope y'all know that. It ain't over. It is not over. I just want y'all to look out.
We fell too far deep in. They got
us. Yeah, I mean, because it looks like this thing, they're going to try to react it up again with this COVID shit. And all of the federal things going your kids, that was the key right there. Keep the children under this. And if we can inoculate them early, oh, my goodness. At 5 years old, and then give them the right to have their own biological what they want to be, that's in the bill.
Yeah, they're going to infuse nanobites into 90% of them.
Yeah.
The kids. The parents who willfully, whether they know or not, got them kids them shots, have already implanted them. You know, it's a done deal.
Already. Now, that's what we're dealing with now as far as the new war for our people. Because basically, you don't know, I told you that Clone War ain't no joke. And then all of a sudden now they're coming out with Disney was making kids and shit. And I said, man, how can we even watch all this and still be sane in the real world? Because that's insanity right there. To be able to know that that they could clone kids and make stars and admit it on TV, I said, boy, that's deep. That's true.
Hey, you see that they done took the fight out of most of the adults, man. I mean,
oh man,
Disney's gonna go 50% of their characters are gonna be transgender, LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And grown parents today who all grew up religiously as we are, who all know the lifestyles, are sitting quiet and letting them.
Well, you know, I told people.
There's no fight left.
But let's take what I tell people all the time. A lot of stuff happens in these fraternities, these clubs, these churches, these whatever you want to go to and you call them. And if you go to these things, you're going to see all lifestyles in that church. You're going to be gays in the church. You're going to be everybody, your cousins, whatever. Now, here's the thing. You never seen your cousin talking about, I want to kill. 9 minutes left. I can hear you.
You got 9 minutes left.
Okay, thank you. Don't worry. We're going to keep going. Don't worry. And so if you got these family members already in your family, they was never attacking you about getting rights. They just was like, they was your family. You knew what they did, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's coming to a new game with this, y'all. It's like they getting where they are now getting rights to be over regular people. This is what the whole thing is based on. How y'all feel about these? And it's coming from John Lewis. Dr. Randy, thank you, man, for being, that's vindication. He told us, got to get people who've been telling people shit. He said this bill was going to be designed for the LGBTQ, which, okay, say it is. But how much? And secondly, y'all, that's why I get upset with the black movements. Black Lives Matter, one of the richest movements in recent history. I could have joined that. They had everybody brainwashed. I could have joined that for sure. Like, damn, sound good. But then I guess I'm here to make sure y'all don't get caught up in bullshit. Because I'm saying to myself, look at this. These boys got $6 million worth of properties that they living in that's not even near black people. And yet they get a pass because they what?
LTG.
What's up, bro? Come on in here. The money game. Here we go again. Money game.
You know it, bro. What's up, family? Didn't know if anybody heard about Russia. Russia is still paying their foreign debts in rubles now. So they're telling, hey, we're strictly off of the U.S. dollar right now. And they're telling the Euro countries, hey, if you don't want to accept this debt payment in rubles, that's on you. Because we're not dealing in the U.S. dollar anymore. And so everybody's thinking that the war is still going on. Bro, the war stopped 2 weeks ago. Russia came through, did what they had to do, and they don't pull it out. But on your mainstream media, they still got you thinking that Russia is attacking these Ukrainians. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
Ukraine,
how they do.
These are staged these people are staging these attacks at this point. And so, family, you got to wake up and start asking some real serious questions and go take a look at the debt clock also. The debt clock is at $31 trillion and steady climbing, bro. We're at 151% of debt. I mean, bro, that's insane. You'll never be able to pay off 151-cent debt ratio.
Yeah, so you're going to have to sell all your commodities. All your commodities.
You
better
get you some commodity games going. The Bitcoin, I keep telling you, family, Bitcoin is volatile. Anytime you have any type of crypto that's volatile, you cannot, it is not a safe haven. It is not good to stay inside of that crypto. Get you some land, make you some transactions with that crypto, but don't think, because you got to understand, family, the crypto is still linked to the U.S. dollar. And when the U.S. dollar collapses, guess what else is going to fall right behind it? The crypto. So I know they're trying to pump us up and got us thinking that, oh, the crypto is the way to go, which it is for the time being. But let me tell you something, bro. Anytime the banks start getting on board on something, you know they behind it. You feel what I'm saying? And you want to get your money, family, because, yeah. And at Miami, they went full crypto in Miami as far as the city.
Yep.
The mayor, the city, they're paying, they're now giving the employees the opportunity to get paid in crypto. Family, they know that they think about it. When they give you an alternative to the U.S. dollar in your mind, family, that means the dollar is done. Also, family, go check out China in Shanghai. Now, Shanghai is one of the capital cities of China.
Yeah,
family, they're starving.
That's
right. Now, people are rioting. They breaking in grocery stores because they've been on this COVID zero zero policy. And family, it's heading here.
They
if
just
China,
heard it.
You know how much, you know, China.
They heard it live.
Man, China
heard it live. We played it live. China said,
yes, man.
Come feed. They want
it's
to
coming.
Feed. Can you feed it? Now, I asked everybody. I said, I know we've been trained to say it's the white man and our psyche. But when you get to the nitty gritty of this and see the whole structure of the money game,
it's going
in the Chinese paradigm, and they don't think they're going to be too nice to us. That's why they're showing us. Beating them up. See, this is what they're doing.
Family,
y'all. They're playing.
The European countries are still dealing with Russia, but they got us over here talking about, oh, we're putting all these sanctions on Russia.
No,
but the Euro companies. Why are the Euro countries not being sanctioned for doing business with Russia?
Mm-hmm.
You got to start asking some serious questions.
And you know, Russia pull out the ace card, man. When they on that gold standard, they already released
the
value
of
the dollar by 30%.
They went what Ray said. Ray says Gaddafi did it. Well, Russia's doing it now, and that's going on with the.
Right.
The
problem is that we won't feel these effects coming around election time. So the shelves are still stacked.
We still can
go out and buy food. You know what I'm saying? But coming election 2024, listen, we're going to start feeling the effects. That's guaranteed.
Yeah. And they set us up right now for that, Brother Luck. And I'm glad Brother Luck be coming in with that beautiful information because, family, that's where we're at. And if you sit around and you're waiting to see a sign or you're waiting on mainstream media to tell you this, bro, you're going to be one of those useless eaters. You're going to be one of those useless eaters. I'm telling you, family, this is not a game. These people are purposely crashing the economy. They are doing it on purpose.
On purpose. And then when they do it.
And guess what I just seen 10 minutes ago.
Okay, go ahead, 10 minutes.
Yeah, did anybody hear about the judge? She, go do some homework on this lady. She ruled against 5,000 blacks who were doing a class action lawsuit on Lockheed Martin.
Yep.
She ruled against them. Lockheed Martin was ready
to
bust the check. And she was like, no, wait a minute, Lockheed. Y'all let me step in here for a little bit because y'all don't need to get all them black folks all that money. No.
Yeah.
So you got to see what Biden is doing. He's surrounding himself with bad wenches.
Yeah.
You cannot be in a high position unless you clicked in with the Anglo-Saxon. So
and they got another. He got another woman for the governor for the Fed too. Watch out for that.
Now that's why they say they're going for the bloodbath.
That lawsuit, they were going to get $22 million, man, split up for 5,000 people, though. So,
and what she made, that was Trump change for that company. That was Trump change.
Yeah. And then she prevented them from future lawsuits against them, too, man.
That's what they did. The future lawsuits, which set precedents that they can't be sued again. So that goes to show you she was on the side of the corporation, which is what they want. They want somebody on the side of the corporation.
But they're using blackface. And once again, they're using blackface to distract people.
Tell people that's what they're going to do. It's going what they're going to be been doing it. It's a ritual.
Black people need to know that that's how they keep us mentally enslaved. Black people and the politician mind is like, we don't require good school system. Blacks don't require jobs in the community. Blacks don't require black communities. Only thing blacks require is throw some black faces in the politicians' faces so they can see, there's a black person.
Victory.
And that's it. That's their victory. They brought in a child molester judge, a history of a child molesting judge, and we don't know nothing about her, but because she got the black kinky hair, she got the Khadijah, black ghetto name, they feel they have a win. Those black caucuses, this is the type of black person we need. We cannot have a Clarence Thomas that knows and is intelligent to know what a man or woman is. We don't need no black person.
Too many people talking.
What is a woman? They asked her, why do you identify as a woman? I don't know how to identify as a woman.
She sure did. I thought that was unbelievable. Brother West.
Hold it.
Everybody, give it. You can't talk over everybody.
The whole Democrat people don't know what a man and woman is. Not just her.
I keep trying to tell y'all.
But that's a yes.
Most
that's a yes,
God,
man, yes,
black.
Woman.
Yeshua black and the devil black, okay?
It's all black. Yeah, black. I told you. I stand by that, too. I said, at the beginning, and everybody was just black. Hey, got to accept the fact that's what you get. But unfortunately, for women, because we've been waiting for this energy to come in, and everybody been talking about the female energy, now it's kind of strange it's going to come in kind of very not nice.
Let me say one more thing about the devil. The devil was the choir master in heaven, man. Okay, he was in charge of the music. The devil, all right? So y'all remember that. That was his job. He was the choir director in heaven, man.
He was bouncing all over the piano. Was he bouncing all over the piano?
Yes, sir.
Little Richard.
He was a music director.
Little Richard, man. I've seen them type. Little Richard's be able to play.
With midterms around the corner now, we got to kind of see where gauge the pulse of the nation right now. That's going to be very important.
Oh, man. I'm going to say the Hispanic group is going to definitely emerge in our area as the political powers. I see black folks enough to jump ship.
We gotta watch them too. You had that sheriff in Los Angeles. What's his name? Villanova.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of got an undertone of anti-blackness from him.
That gave you that
Hispanic sentiment.
Yeah, because
they're not gonna be an ally.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be like that. Yeah, I think I see that too in some cases. Very much so. Go ahead, Brother D. What you gonna say?
Biden gave all the people that come across the border, they gave them free cell phones.
Yeah, they're supposed to be tracking them, they claim.
But you got to think, the people that come from across these borders, what type of training have they done had? And, like, when they going to give them that, say, it's time to pay back what you –
What kind of training you got? You just do this and that. That's a good comment.
They everywhere. I'm saying in St. Louis, I was in the hood in this local park. They was taking all of the dandelions off the ground.
They're gonna make some soup.
At the same time, they taking over all the housing.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got all these Africans. They look like us, but they don't look like us. But their kids blending in right with our children now. So
right.
it's an ultimate takeover for us, like just the whole communities, like white communities. It don't matter because they got all those brown Indians out with the white
out
people.
There.
They
yeah.
hang out with
now,
them.
Now, I noticed that, too. You know, I see that.
They hang out on the ass end of the white people neighborhood, you know,
right.
the brown Indians, they you know, and that's what's going on.
Let me ask y'all
it's the only war that we got this much media coverage from. They giving us so much media coverage, like shelling and as they call it, all this war going on, but you just see people standing around on the news.
Yeah, we ain't had war coverage like this in a long time.
And bro, they be laughing. They be, when they giving the interviews, they be
dogs coming home. Look at this one guy, his dog came home to him. I'm just saying, like, why are you giving us all this? It got to be fake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like they want you to fall in love.
It looks so
fake.
Hey, the tanks too rusted out, too. The tanks that they showing blowed up, they too rusted out.
Yeah.
They old and rusted out. Rust don't get on shit that quick.
And guess what they said that they over there bombing up? Those labs that when you see the real bomb. They said that's what Russia really over there trying to destroy the evidence from the United States.
Correct. I heard the same thing.
Hey, John, let me ask you a question, too. Let me ask the family a quick question. All this technology we have, cell phones and everything, they're talking about Russian soldiers raping people and Russian soldiers. Why have we not had any type of social media of a Russian soldier blowing up something or raping somebody or taking people prisoner? You don't have that. Everything
have
is
that.
Like it's scripted, and it's
right.
It's like it's they're actors.
Right.
Exactly.
You don't have that.
That's exactly what they are. Those Ukraine people
that.
Over there, they probably said, here's $500. Go on there
now,
and
they
cry
brought
and
Sean,
say you just
now,
see
now,
a dead
now,
body.
Get deep. They brought Sean Penn in there. Now,
remember
Fox,
Jade Helm?
Yeah.
They are all.
Yep.
They're all military crisis actors.
Exactly.
They're
worldwide
military crisis actors.
And then you got a president. He's in front of Congress. He's in front of the UN. Like, he's a rock star.
Exactly.
You know, on big screen. I'm like, who gives that type of guy that type of access to the world? That's strange, you know?
Yeah. He's on everything. He's always walking around in a military outfit. He's always, like, walking around in this. Some type of a gossip. Look at this dude.
He's an actor.
Now, we know he's an actor. Y'all been seeing for yourself. You had on the program. You heard his own commercials. He's a
real
actor. He's a real actor. So my thing is, here we got another guy acting, which we're going to have here in America as well. But here's a guy that out of nowhere, just popped up out of nowhere. He's the president. First thing he does is says he wants to fight with Russia immediately. Like, it's going, like he's going to kick Russia's ass. Russia just did what they said. Like y'all just said, the war is over. Many people said that already, even over there. So I think we're going to be playing with this. But then where does Fox play in this and these so-called New World Order cronies? Because every network is covering this bullshit. They're like, oh. And now it's become a Jewish connection to the Holocaust.
Yeah.
There's a Jewish component now into it. And the Christian world feels like they have to help them now. You see the commercials on this?
Yeah.
And these are the children of God, and you know they don't say Yahweh, but pretty soon they may. They don't tell them what they may say. So we have to go along with this scenario of the biblical story being implemented into this scenario as well, because again, it has that ramification of let's start World War III, which has already started. And we just got to keep going with this third wave.
Yeah,
third wave.
I think what they softening up the American public for to allow them to bring in some heavy weapons and have an incident, you know?
Right.
Because I think right now they've been playing on the sentiments of America. Right now everybody know we can't arm them or whatever the supposed groups with the Ukrainians with any major weaponry, advanced weaponry. But if
sure
the American public sways in the direction of say, okay, let them have a few. They don't have a few to defend themselves because they're killing women and children over there. That's what they're trying to do. They're playing on the sentiments of Americans primarily.
Right.
Everybody else following is going to follow
and
with
America. And the world.
The American public
sentiments. Yeah, I've seen people the world. I'm sure y'all come from different regions. Each one of y'all saying the same thing about how this is being presented. So we know this is going to be an issue. I'm just waiting to see, you know, that being put into your sermons on Sundays, everybody, that it's, you're going to do a fund. That go for all churches. Once the Pope meets with the Vatican Pope, we'll meet with Archquell again. The Pope of Russia will be meeting with the Pope of the Vatican again. So get ready. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And then you got some black churches. I saw one in Atlanta collecting shit and sent over there talking about Ukraine. Help Ukraine. Some dumb nigga churches, man. That would kill me.
Hey, I'm not surprised, man. Ukraine. Hey.
We so goddamn helpful. We so helpful. We so goddamn helpful.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter, man. That's why I keep telling you. After I see that they got, they were helpfully got their ass up, got their mansion and got out the hood. I give them credit for that. All them said, let's get there. That was a hell of a scheme, man. Think about that, y'all. To put that all through the NFL while the NFL knocking off black players. They got it all at the end zones and stuff. You see how subliminal this is? At every end zone, every game, Black Lives Matter. I mean, subliminally got you believing this group is really working in your interest, and they all got rich. They just got rich. It's the adios, amigo.
Colin Kaepernick getting paid by Nike to push social justice issues. Come on now.
Right, come on, man. Really? I told you, boys, it's outrageous.
Well, on a more sinister level, I could recall, and I've still been tracking it. It was a few years ago. I think we did a show on it too. You did a show on it, that Dry Bones. So we brought a subject up where Germany demanded its gold from Fort Knox, and they couldn't get all their gold.
Yeah.
But it was strange that Germany came in right away and said, "We need our gold now, yesterday." And there was a holdup on that. This was about 7 years ago.
It was called the Plunge Protection Team.
We
did a show called the Plunge Protection Team where they couldn't pay their debts and they got a provision where they can't go under.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And check out Germany. Watch out Germany's activity in this whole Ukrainian thing too, because they behind the scenes doing some things.
They behind the scenes. Correct. They behind the scenes. What kind of war y'all think they're going to try to promote over here? Again. It seems like they need a Jack Bauer, like y'all been saying, a Jack Bauer, some type of Jack Bauer event to create some type of social animal. And to me, it's going to be when the gas goes over, I'd say around $10 by the end of summer.
They drive on. They're going to herd us into these communities and lock them down. See, that's what's going on.
That's going to happen too. That's the ones that now we're going to go, which ones? The new ones one? Because I don't know how much building y'all doing in St. Louis, but I know in Miami,
they doing a lot.
We got the number one place with no empty buildings. We got the number one buildings with nobody in them in America right now.
What? I told you this, Drybone, that's where you hide your money when you know there's about to be a big collapse.
Yep.
You can hide your money. Imagine if you had $40 million sitting in an account, and you know if a crash, you're going to lose all of that.
Yep.
Why not put all that money into a piece of property and leave it empty? That money into something.
That
beautiful.
Means all the investment firms across the world, all our investment firms are in on this. Zillow.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're parking their money.
I came in late on the call. I don't know if y'all had discussed yet. They brought Hunter Biden is about to get indicted. Because the New York Times came out and said that the Hunter Biden laptop story was relevant. It was true.
Right.
Now all of this stuff is going to come back to fruition. And a lot of the lies that they told about the Russia collusion is about to come out. So, that's...